Blog Talk Radio. Hear me, Jesus, as I pray. Well, I was sitting here today, brother, he's not going to hold you too long. Sitting here and as I was looking at the book of James, I saw a few scriptures here that really caught my attention. They really did. And one that caught my attention was when he told me, he says, be patient. Be patient. Verse 4, James 1. Another one that caught my attention was when he said, my brothers, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. That really stuck with me there. So that I've been kind of stuck on that. And I was looking at that, T. Then I looked over. Now look what he said now. He says, count it all joy. What the Bible says, count it all joy when one fall into divers temptations. I left there, and my wondering eyes went over to verse 13. It says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. Now, watch this here. God won't tempt you, but he said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. So me, being dumbfounded and want to know what things mean, I decided I would go look up a few things. And one of the things I wanted to look up was diver. And, you know, when he says diver, it just simply means different places, different things can happen to you.
Right,
you find yourself, you know, you find yourself with a head full and you just don't know which way to go. Now, I was looking at that, and when I saw that, I went down. Now, you all got to bear with me a minute. I'm not going to be long. We're going to bring the word in a minute. But I just want to hold you for a few more minutes. I looked at that, and I went down to verse 6. Verse 6 says, but let him ask in faith nothing wavering. Oh, you got to stand strong and hold your hope. It goes on and says, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You see what it says? I left there. I looked at verse 8. Verse 8 says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, you all going to put this together in a minute here. The Lord going to shape this thing up for you in a real minute. I'm going to get out of here. I gave you verse 2. I gave you verse 4. I gave you verse 6. We looked at verse 8. We went to verse 13. And when we look at all that, good God Almighty, when we look at all that, he says, be patient. He wants you to be patient, even though you find yourself in some tremendous situation that you just don't know how you're going to get out of. He says, be patient. He said, count it all joy when you fall into diver temptations. And be patient. But Lord, I said to the Lord, how do you want me to be patient when I don't know if I'm going here or there? I don't know what direction I'm going in. I'm so messed up. I got no money. I can't pay my bills. Everything just seems like it's just falling down on me all at one time. And then you tell me to count it all joy. How can I count trouble, heartaches, and pain as being joy? What you said, count all joy. So with me believing in you, I believe in what thus says, Lord, I got to accept your word and hold fast because you told me to count it all joy.
Yeah.
Now, look at that. I want you to travel a little bit further with me. Travel a little bit further. Let's look over here at verse 22. He's going to try to shape this thing up. I'm gone. He says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait a minute. If I fall into divers temptation and you want me to count it all joy, you want me to be patient in that, I can't be a double-minded man, don't know which way to think. I can't think I'm in God's hands 1 minute, but I'm going to figure it out myself the next, because you told me to be patient and count it all joy, but then you come over here and you tell me, but be ye doers of the word and not a hearer only.
Yes.
Deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
Uh-huh.
And when I put all that together, I drop down to verse 26. And we out of, after this, we out of here. He says, and if any man among you seems to be religious and bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man religious is vain. 27 says, but religion and undefiled before God and the father of this, he says,
all right,
but religion and undefiled before God and the father of this, to visit the fatherless and widow in the affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now, how do you keep yourself unspotted from the world? Be patient. Even though you're in dire for temptation, even though you don't know which way you're going or coming, be patient. Even though you don't know what you're going to do tomorrow, you don't know how this thing is going to shape. You don't know if you're going to live or die. You don't know if your wife coming home, your kids are sick. He says, be a hearer and a doer of the word. In other words, sisters and brothers, no matter what's going on in your life, when he says count it all joy, he wants you to hold to his unchanging hand. Keep your faith in God. No matter what comes your way, no matter what comes up on you, no matter what trials and tribulations you are going through, hold on and be patient. And if you do that, God has promised you a crown of life. Did he do it? He promised you a crown of life. He promised. See, when God promised something to you, you don't have, the old people said you can put your foot on it. You don't have to worry about it no more. All you got to do is just hold on and be patient. Amen. Brother Dita helped you too. I just happened to read that today, and I just wanted to give a little bit of that to my family, because I know that sometimes we find ourselves in situations and we just don't know which way to turn. We truly
right
don't.
Now.
But if we, remember I told you from the outset, I said a lot of times we said the devil is busy, but we not busy enough. See, when we think the devil is busy, we need to dig that much deeper, T, into the word of God. When we think the devil has got a hold of us and got us tossed to and fro, he got us in so many different areas that we need to dig deeper into the word of God.
Well,
we need to be more of a doer of God's word and not just a hearer of the word. We need to receive his word.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We're going to whisper a word of prayer today. After prayer, we're going to get speaker and let the Lord work in his own way. Amen. So we're going to ask you all to bow your heads. Give God your heart. Give God your ear. Pray along with us as we pray, because the devil is truly trying. But I promise you, if you keep your hand in God's hand, that's all he can do is just try. He's trying.
Well,
Father God, we come before you this evening. We come with a humble heart, Lord, and a bowed down head. But Father, we stop by the throne of grace, Lord, just to say thank you. We thank you for how you have brought us through 2023.
Yes.
We had some rough times coming through. We had some ups and we had some downs, but Lord, you brought us all the way.
All right, man.
And we just said, thank you, Lord. Now, Father, we find ourselves venturing over into 2024, a whole new year in front of us. We find ourselves with another day that we can come to you and say, Lord, I've messed up. Father, I've tried it my way. I've done everything that I was needed of you. I've gone places, Lord, I had no business going. Father, I said things I had no business saying and prepared us to see another year, to see another day, to see another hour, to see another minute, just another chance to say, Lord, fix me in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just said thank you in your word, Lord. We thank you for giving us your word. Father, we thank you how you left it on record that no man would be able to say he had not. We thank you, Father, for allowing your son to go hang out on a place called Calvary to take our sin to the cross and burial. For we had no way of coming out of sin. We was hell bound, but thank be to God, we have a way now. And we just thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you just continue to bless us. Continue to keep us, Lord Jesus. Continue to guide us.
Yes, yes.
Knowing that if you keep us, Lord, we will surely be kept. We pray for those that are sick, Lord. Those sick angels have ridden and found his way into Brother D's home. But we just trusted and believing that you're able and that you can, and we know that you will. We're asking you to heal right now. Touch those that are sick. Bless them. Touch those, Father, that have lost loved ones. Give them understanding, Lord, that you make no mistake, Lord. Give them understanding, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the light. And we say yes to your word right now.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Let peace rain down right now. Let love, Father, rain down right now. Lord, we ask that you let those that are lost, let them know, Lord, that salvation is knocking at their door. I can say that, Father, because you said in your word that you stand at the door and knock.
Yeah.
And if any man should let me in, I'll sup with him and he with me. And we just thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus. In your name, Lord, in your name. My soul cry out right now for the blood of Jesus. Ooh, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Father, these blessings are among many. We ask for your daughter and son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord. Lord.
I want you all to know one thing as I get out the way. God is good.
Oh, yes, he
God
is.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
God
all
is merciful.
Yeah.
God is kind.
Yeah.
But God is getting tired. He's merciful for me, but God is getting tired of our sinful ways.
All right,
he's getting
now.
Tired. In the name of Jesus. We're going to turn it into the hands of Marty, Sister Maria. Amen. Let the Lord have his way.
Amen. Father God, right now, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we come to you, Lord, as meek and as humble as we know how. Father God, we thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for the blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we thank you for Brother D and his program on today, Father God. Father God, the gospel hour. Father God, seeking to get the word out to any and everyone that would listen, God. Father, we just thank you, Father God. For truly, Father God, we lift you up. Father God, for we know beside you there is no other God. Lord, and we just thank you for it. Now, Father God, we ask you to bless on today, Father God. As the word comes forth, Father God, remove me, Father God, as you increase, God, and give the word to your people, God. Father God, and Father God, we just thank you. Glory be to God. Father God, and we ask you to just bless Bishop Deck's son today, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
He's sort of stranded, Father God, in Chicago. It's snowing, Father God, and he has no reception and unable to get on today. And we pray that you make a way for him, Father God, on his job, Father God. Father God, bless him that he will be able to not go in areas that has no reception. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, that places, Father God, that he can always reach and be reached. Father God, we know you're able. Father God, and we thank you today, Father God, for this word that you are to bring, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
I do give honor to God today and to his son, Jesus Christ, and I just want to continue to thank him for who he is to me, who he is in all our lives. I continue to thank him for this new year, January 9th, 2024, a day that will not be seen again, but a blessed day today because this is the day that God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for that little brief synopsis that Brother D gave on James, on the book of James. And I heard him say on that second verse, he said, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptation. You know, and I'm going to tell you, I was completely praying to go another way. But as he was reading James, and that's one of my most favorite books, I'm going to talk on James. Glory be to God. I learned a long time ago when God said, don't go there, go here. We go where God says go. Glory be to God.
Yes.
He said, count it all joy,
joy
when ye fall into divers temptations. Glory be to God. You know, when you look at the different temptations that you can get yourself caught up into, it's nothing but the devil. But Jesus saying, count it joy. Be encouraged. For you standing holy for God. Don't worry about how fast temptation might come your way. But be encouraged and trust God. Stand on the word. We say we trust God, Brother D. So when temptation comes, when things come our way, we tend to shrink back. Hallelujah, Jesus. Where is your faith? What happened to it? But James said, count it all joy when you fall into many temptations. Different temptation. When different things befall you, when so much happened in your life, oftentimes you would say, and in all of our lives at one point or the other, we have had one problem. Before we get out of that situation, something else come our way. Glory be to God. And we like, Lord, am I going to ever make it through? But see, what God wants us to do, he wants us to stand and stand in faith and stand boldly against the wiles of the devil. Because, see, this is not God testing you. Oftentimes people want to say, well, God tested me. No, he's not. He's not testing you. He's just allowing Satan
to mess with you. And what he wants you to do is increase your faith. Stand on the word. Stand on the word. We say oftentimes, we say, I have faith in God. The Bible say, if you only have faith of a mustard seed, glory be to God.
Yes.
Even though that mustard seed may be small, Brother D, that tree is not small. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So we got to grow day by day.
That's right.
Our faith. When we go through our temptation, we got to go through it with joy and thanksgiving. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to thank God for what we go through. Then we'll be counted all joy when we fall into that
temptation.
We count it all joy because we can praise our way through, trusting God. No matter what you see in front of you, it may not see that you're going to make it. But in Christ Jesus, in your faith in God, you already see yourself through your problems, through your situation. Some people are back up and say, well, I can't make it through this. I don't know why God's doing this to me. Glory be to God. Jesus said to Peter, thou of little faith. See, we have great faith until things get so big in our eyesight. Now, you think about it. Peter had faith when he asked Jesus to bid him to come to him. Peter had faith when he stepped on the sea. And as long as he had his eyes on Jesus, he was able to walk. But when he took his focus off Jesus, he began to sink. And that's what happened to us. When we take our minds off God, when we stop looking at the master back into ourselves, then we can't come out of problems. Because our situation has overcome us instead of us overcoming it with the faith that we have in God.
Amen.
Glory be to God. We tend to just shrink. But I'm coming to say be encouraged through it all. And it's not meant to be easy. Glory be to God. It's not meant to be easy, but it's meant to increase our faith in God. It's meant to use that faith that we have in God and be bold in it.
Yes.
What God says. Don't look at our situation and get scared. Do you think we serve a God that cannot carry you through your problem?
Come on now.
Do we think serve a God that cannot save us, that cannot protect us, even in the midst of our hardship, of our hard time, in the midst it looks like we're sinking, but in Christ Jesus and our faith, hallelujah, that's why our Bible tells us to walk by faith. And not by sight. Because when you're looking at your trials and your tribulation and the things that you're going through, glory be to God, you're ready to turn around and go the other way. But let me tell you something. When you turn around and go the other way, that situation that you ran from right there waiting on you, and you will not make it through until you go through that trial that has been set before you. But James said, count it all joy. Yeah. But see, we don't count it all joy, Brother D. We complain.
Amen. Complain.
We
that's
go
it.
To
that's
our
it.
Brothers, we go to our
that's
sister,
it.
We go to our friend, even our enemy, and we complain about the things that we're going through. Don't you know if God thought you couldn't make it through, he wouldn't give you that temptation? Would the temptation that God gives us is meant to make us strong, not to make us turn the other way and run. Glory be to God. He says, know this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now think about it. The trying of your faith worketh patience. If you trust God and you are steadfast and determined to go through this situation that is before you, Brother D, it may not get cleared up today or next week even. But you got to have faith to stay right there and trust God believe
God.
In with everything that is in you. With God, I have already got the victory of this situation.
That's right.
See,
we can speak our
blessing, and we can speak our way through our situation, but when we speak it, we got to believe.
Got to believe.
Thou of little faith. Listen, when we come to Jesus, when we come to God, we got to come to him boldly. God don't want you shrinking. He wants you to come to him boldly and show him your faith. Glory be to God. We want to make it into the kingdom, then we got to walk by faith and not by sight. Because when we walk
by sight and we see
how bad the situation is, we're going to fail. We're going to turn around. We won't be able to make it. We have given up on the faith that we say we have. And we began to shrink and go back. Don't you know you're doing just what Satan wants you to do? Glory be to God.
That's it.
This is how your faith worketh patience. Your trials work your patience by you not giving up.
The more you pray,
the more you stay right there and stay in God's faith, and believe that he's going to bring you through no matter how bad the situation looks, to bring you through. Because let me tell you, brothers and sisters, he moves by our faith.
It is
our faith that God moves.
Without
faith, we don't please God. We can't please God. It's impossible.
It's impossible
to please God.
That's it. Impossible.
But now, mind you, in the end of that verse says, for he is a rewarder
to them that diligently seek him.
So in your trial, in your steadfast faith, because you're not turning back, because you're standing in the midst of the worst situation you ever been in, and you believe in that God is going to bring you through. Glory be to God. Know without a shadow of a doubt that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him.
Don't turn back.
Have faith this minute, and you run in the next minute. Glory, hallelujah. Your faith is wishy-washy. Glory be to God. Because he said here, now listen, James said here in verse number 6, that let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering.
Don't give up.
You ask God. Ask him in faith and let God know, Lord, I'm not going to give up no matter what happens. Because I believe that you have already already gave me the victory over this situation. Glory be to God. He said, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for this word. And I had no idea, Brother D, I had studied something else. Totally.
In the name of Jesus.
And I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Did not know that Brother D was going to end up giving me where I needed to go. Hallelujah. If God gave me this, somebody needs to increase their faith. Somebody needs to walk by faith and not by sight. Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Don't turn around, brother and sister. That is not the will of God. Hallelujah. He wants you to be steadfast. Now he says here, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, but he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. See, one second you believe, glory, hallelujah, and the next second you have no faith. God ain't go. God don't hear me. Hallelujah. And no matter how somebody talks to you, long as they talking, there go your faith. Oh, you up there. Hallelujah. You lose your faith. But you know we got to walk in faith anyway. If we want to get the victory over the devil, we got to walk by faith, brothers and sisters. Don't feel like because I'm upset with Brother D, hallelujah, that I don't have the victory already. See, Satan will try you. Not talking about Brother D now. I left you there, Brother D.
Amen.
Satan will try you.
Yes, he will.
And
yes,
don't
he will.
You ever think because you're sitting up in church and trying to do right, Satan not sitting right next to you. Talking about
yes, he is.
Talking about the preacher. Thinking of where you can't hear the words, you can't receive it. Glory be to God. Thou of little faith. We got to have faith if we want to receive anything from God. So now, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. If your faith is wavering and you can't trust God gonna do what you need him to do in your life, and you wishy-washy, that's what we call it, wishy-washy, faith today and none tomorrow, faith this minute and none the next. With all that going on, the Bible says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. See, God works by faith. So how can we think we're going to receive anything of God and we don't have no faith in him?
Don't have no faith. Come on now.
Glory be to God. Oh,
yes,
let him
yes,
that's a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Glory be to God. A double-minded man. One second you all friend with this person, and the next second you done turn and you're talking about him, and now you're friend with the next person, which is your original friend enemy. That's a double-minded man, and that man is unstable. And if he was your friend, it's time to get rid of him. Glory be to God, because your friend gonna stand by you through thick and thin. Glory, hallelujah. Your friend is going to tell you the truth, whether it hurts you or not. Hallelujah. But you got to be encouraged. See, if we don't want to hear the truth about ourselves, we have in God.
Amen.
Because
amen.
Look, God is going to show you yourself whether you like it or not, and it's up to you how you receive it. Glory be to God. Because sometimes we got to look at ourselves in the mirror, and we got to see past that reflection in the mirror and get into that heart, that inner man. Glory be to God. And see where we are wavering. See where we are not what we are. I say we this, but in actuality, we are nothing. Glory, hallelujah. See, that's the thing about the devil. When Jesus not around, he got his chest stuck out, and he's doing this and he's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as Jesus comes, then he goes shrieking and running because he knows his time is coming. He knows that Jesus is the one that can destroy him. And see, that's what we do.
Yes,
we do
yes,
all
yes,
that
yes.
talk.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then as soon as the word of God go forth, we shrink our little feeling hurt. Don't you know when the word of God goes forth, whosoever it hits, the word coming from God expressly for you.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God. And see, we take that word and take it to heart, and if it hurt our feelings, take it to God in prayer. Don't talk about the person that told you. Don't talk about the preacher, because the preacher preached a word that hit you. That preacher don't even know he hit you. It's God who sent that word, and God who knows that the word was meant for you and hit you. Not that preacher, because the word, that particular part of the word, was not for the preacher, it was for you. So let us be set there. When we get to crying, I know sometimes it's hard, and we got to go cry. When we get to crying and talking to God, let's get up, wash our face, and thank God and go back. Don't go backwards. I said go back so that
That's
you
right.
can go forward.
That's right.
Don't go backwards. That's not what God is saying. He's saying to fix yourself, clean yourself up, make yourself worthy to be in my kingdom. Glory be to God. So when our little feelings get hurt, brush it off. Go right on back. Hallelujah. Lord, if you don't do it, I know you can. Lord, I'm going to stay right here until you bless me. Don't you know we can tell God that? But we got to mean it. We got to believe it. And we got to stand by faith. Lord, I've been going through this for so long, I don't know how to get out of this, but you do, God. Lord,
amen.
I'm going to pray.
Amen.
I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to pray every day until you bless me.
Can you bless me?
When God
sees
you are not, you are unmovable, and you believe what you say. You look around, and he has cleared the way for you to go ahead with your life. And that burden that has been weighing you down for so long has been moved from you. And
yes.
that is done by faith. When we talk to God, let us talk to him by faith. And let us talk to him from our spirit. For it is the spirit that reaches the spirit. God is a spirit. And we must serve him how? In spirit.
In spirit.
In truth.
In truth. That's
Glory
it.
Be
That's
to
it.
God. So many of us saints of God, as we call ourselves, we say one thing and it's not true. And we sit up talking to God and everything you're saying is not true. Let us remember, brothers and sisters, God know your heart mm-hmm. even before you open your mouth.
Amen, amen, amen.
We say things. Amen. Why do we try to fool the living God? We cannot pull the wool over his eyes. He already know your evil thought before you even think it. And he also know that you're coming to him with untruth before you even speak it. Glory be to God. This is why we ask forgiveness every single day. Because sometimes we say things and we don't realize that it's not true. We don't realize we're speaking a lie sometimes. That's why we repent every day of our lives and keep ourselves covered. Blessed verse 12 is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life,
which
the Lord has promised to him that love him.
That's it.
To them
that
love him.
That's it.
And see, this is what I was saying earlier. Jesus, blessed is the man that endures temptation. Glory be to God. Look at Job, how he endured temptation. Glory be to God.
Yes, he.
Look at Job, how he lost his children. All of his cattle, everything that he had, including his health. Hallelujah. James said, blessed is the man that endures temptation. How many of us, brothers and sisters, can go through the things that Job went through? Hallelujah. And still hold your faith in God. How many of us, hallelujah, can get sick and on our deathbed and can open our mouth and say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of us can do it? How many of us that can lose our loved one, lose our home, hallelujah, Jesus, lose our job and still look up to God and say, Lord, I thank you for you worthy to be praised. Lord, I thank you for what you give me. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the job that you gave me, even though you don't have a job. But you can see that job in your spirit and thank God for it. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, glory, hallelujah, we go through things because we at a point that God wants us to leave, turn, and go another way. Hallelujah. See, when God, hallelujah, takes something from you, he wants to give you something new. He wants you to walk a different way. He wants to give you something better than what you already had. But in the process, we got to praise him. We got to worship him. We got to thank him. Glory, hallelujah. With everything that is in us. See, nowadays they don't pray and praise God like we used to. Lay on that floor, hallelujah. Crying, not running everywhere and praising God and speaking in tongue and thanking him in the spirit. We don't do that no more. Glory be to God.
Yes,
we done got two
feet,
brother B.
Yes,
we done got
yes,
two feet. Our clothes are too clean. Glory be to God. But we got to remember who made us. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Woo, glory be to God. Which the Lord
has promised.
Which the Lord has promised to them that love him.
Yes, yes, yes.
See, we say we love God.
That's it.
But I'm going to ask the question, do we really, 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 with everything that is in us, can we truly say that we love God?
That's it.
Or is it just lip service? See, God already know your lip service before it even come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we're seeking the promise that God had made us.
That's it.
We are seeking eternal life.
That's it.
And this is the promise that God made us. To them that love him.
Mm-hmm.
He says in Revelation 3:19, and I'm getting ready to close, mm-hmm. my time is up. Because I tell you I love James, and I could go on and on and on. Revelation 3:19 says, as many mm-hmm. as I love, I rebuke.
Mm-hmm.
Look at God.
Yes, I chase it. Mm-hmm.
Be valiant, therefore, and repent. See, God said, as many as I love, he said, I rebuke you. He rebuke you, he make you feel bad, and I tell you, it mess with you so bad until you don't know if you're going or coming. Then he say, I chase him. He whip you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why he does all that? Because he loves you.
He loves you.
You love your child. You whip that child so they will be on the straight and narrow, that they won't do things that would get them in trouble.
Amen.
And that's what
Amen.
God do for us. He chasing us.
Yes,
he whip us.
Yes,
so that we won't turn from him and go do things against his will and cause ourselves to go to hell. Glory, hallelujah. Thou. In the words of James, be encouraged.
Courage, yes.
For the
trying
of your faith, work is patience.
Yes.
And truly, I thank God for this message. Woo! Glory be to God. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to shout and preach it. But I tell
Amen.
You, I thank God for this
thank
day,
you,
for this message,
yes.
for Brother D and his thoughts for the day. Glory be to God. And I thank God for each and every one that
thank
came
God.
Out today to hear the
yes.
word of
yes.
the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was God's
yes.
word, not mine. I didn't even study this word, but God knows. Already know your heart. He already know the people and what they need to hear. Pray my strength in the Lord. Back into your hand, Brother D.
Amen. I can't say for you. You and you. But I can truly say for Brother D, I have truly enjoyed the service once more again today. I got a chance to ask God to give me something to open up with. Didn't have a clue that he was going to change up and come from the same. But God is just that kind of God.
Yeah.
God loves
glory
you.
Glory be to God.
God loves you.
Yeah,
I can
glory.
Truly tell you, God loves you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's worthy.
He's worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
To be praised.
Ooh, glory.
Yes, he is.
Thank
yes,
you,
he is.
Jesus.
Yes, he is.
So worthy.
You know, I was privileged to hear a verse there a few times that says, O ye of little faith. And I asked my sister and brothers, we prepare to get out of here today. When you hear a word like we just heard,
thank you,
and you can go get your Bible and follow it verse by verse. Bible says line by line, precept by precept.
Mm.
When you can do that,
yes.
how can you stay on little faith?
Thank
O ye of little faith. You know, the Bible told man in verse 12, Monty just gave it to you, when she told you, blessed is the man that endures temptation.
Yes.
For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. That's it right there, sisters and brothers. That's what
Glory,
you want, is the crown of life.
Jesus.
Now, this is what you're looking for. This is what you're striving for day by
Thank
day.
You, Lord.
Is to receive the crown of life.
Yeah.
And one day, we're going to stand before God.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear words. I've told you before, and I tell you time and time again, you're going to hear words. You're going to hear, well done, that
well
good
done.
And faithful servant.
Yes.
Or else you're going to hear, depart from me for your work of iniquity. I would, if I was you, you. I just went with another day knowing that I could see it for myself. He goes on to tell me, he says, for the Lord, which the Lord has promised to them that love.
Yes.
It's a promise from God. And can't no man find a promise yet ever been broken that God has given
them.
If you go down to verse 17 real quick, you will see where it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. If I was you, I would close my Bible up when I read that. I would close the book up right then. And I would say, Lord, fix me. I would just ask God to fix me right then in the name of Jesus. We have truly enjoyed ourselves today.
Thank
you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We've truly enjoyed ourselves today. As always, I tell you, I can hear Jesus well and get happy. The smallest verse in the Bible, you could tell me Jesus well, I can get happy about a man called Jesus. Man, I tell you, I don't want you to be glad to see us come, and I definitely want you to be glad to see us leave. So I'm gonna ask Monty if she would give her announcements, and after that, we're going to turn it back into the hands of Brother Dog. And as always, Brother Dean, Sister Mary, and Bishop Thompson Afton, we said thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, T.
Amen. Again, I just thank God for this day. And in the way of announcement, be back with us again on tomorrow night, same time, same channel, for a time for reflection. God always has a word for you. Glory be to God. Back into your hands, Brother D.
Amen, amen. At this time, we're going to turn it over to Brother Dog. Brother Dog, floor is yours.
All right, well, you got to talk to Sister Mary, because when I said Jesus wept, she got on me for saying Jesus wept. before we go, we want to Sister Mary, if you don't mind, you know, she just did it, a great sermon as usual. Plus, she got her show tomorrow. But, you know, we had, there's been windstorms and rains and everything, high winds and everything. So, Sister Mary, before we get out of here, I want you to do a little short prayer that hope everybody come through this storm that we had blow through today. We had a storm blow through all around here today. And, you know, down here in the south, if it looked like it's going to do anything,
yes,
they closed the school down. They closed everything down. So could you do a short prayer to get us on here to close us out, if you don't mind, Sister Mary? We appreciate it. Brother D, appreciate you as usual, my brother.
Thank you, my brother.
Amen.
Thank you. That's good.
Father God, once again, we come to you, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, we just want to thank you. Father God, we ask you to look upon your people all over the world. Father God, in all states, Father God, that had that storm and that rain and that wind on last night and today. Father God, and ask you to bless that no harm befell anyone. Father God, we ask you to protect them, Father God. Father God, from the elements, Father God. Father God, we know everything that happened on this earth comes from you. Father God, and we believe that you will protect us through it all, God. Father God, and we ask you to bless, Father God. Father God, we ask you to ease the wind, Father God.
Yes.
I'm not saying stop me, Father God. Just bless us that it won't be so hard.
Father God, and the ones, Father God, that lost anything, Father God, if they lost anything, Father God, give it back to them twofold. Father God, and we know you're able. Father God, we believe you. You told us to ask. Father God, you say anything we ask of you in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, you said you would give it to us. So we ask in, Father God, for your protection, Father God, of your people. Father God, in all the states, Father God, where the jobs shut down, the roads shut down because of the storm, Father God, we ask you to dry it up and open it back up, Father God, so that the people can get to their jobs, so that the people can get to the store to get the food. Father God, we know you're able. Father God, and truly, we believe in you. We have faith, Father God, that you'll do whatsoever we ask of you. This prayer and all prayers I bring to you, God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
All right, Sister Mary, we appreciate it. Don't forget, like Sister Mary said, tomorrow tune in at the same time, same station. We will be back in. And in the words of Brother D, if God's will, because we never know. That old devil sometimes try to get in front of us, but we're gonna always try to tramp over that devil. We ain't gonna let him get us down. We're gonna keep on pushing and keep on pushing. So that being said, that concludes our services for today, guys. And like I said, tune in tomorrow because like I said, it's never too much to get prayer. You never have too much prayer. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Thank you, Sister Mary. We'll see you tomorrow. All right. All right. Okay, guys. We are through with the spiritual part of the show. Y'all can come on in and talk about what you want to talk about if you got anything to talk about. I know somebody want to talk about Michigan. Yeah, Michigan finally won it. They was the number one team in college football. So all of you Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, Clemson fans and all that, y'all just have to wait the next year to brag or talk about it. But I ain't never seen that many people worry about something that we can't control. We over here fussing and fighting about something we can't control, boy. Now it come up time for the playoffs. The doggone them Dallas Cowboys, I hate to say it, I got a slight. Dallas Cowboys on paper supposed to win this game on paper. Some tell me Green Bay might slip in there and do something to them, but, you know, if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. And y'all can say what you want about the Philadelphia Eagles. I keep telling y'all, technically, that is not my team. I just like my man Fletcher Cox, and Jalen Hurts went to my school in Alabama. So you know, I kind of pull for them. But as of right now, all his records are the same. Everybody's records is the same, including colleges, 0-0. All football records right now, college and pro, 0-0. So fight about that. Talk about that and do what you want to do. All right. With that being said, we got any announcements, anything we want to put out? I had my little question yesterday about flirting and everything, and Tim Huddleston's wife, she just put up on Facebook, man. That Kimberly, something else, boy. What's on your mind tonight, kid? I didn't even call you tonight, but you did the right thing because I wasn't going to call you tonight because I was feeling all down and out. The weather done blow my antenna down and blow trees down and fences down. What's up, kid? Talk to me, kid.
Damn, sound like y'all got a little bad weather down the other way, huh?
Oh, yeah, it did. But today, and guess what, kid? After all that, probably about an hour ago, the sun came back out, though.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we got somebody from.
I heard that.
I hope this ain't Double D here. We got somebody from North Carolina calling. Hold on a minute. Let me see if I can open this. We got a North Carolina number that popped up here. I reckon somebody want to brag about something. And I got. Oh, that's Kim. That must be Kimberly. I know that ain't Kimberly calling in messing with me. What you want, Kim?
No. We got so much water in the front yard. Tim brought the boat home from the shop.
Well, see, you ain't smart, Kimberly. You ain't really smart. Tim didn't want to tell you that he didn't like
What's
going
that?
Out on that damn boat. Hold on, let me tell you though, Tim. Let me tell you, Kim. Let me tell you what happened though. See what he did was
okay.
he prayed He prayed to the Lord to flood the damn front yard. So all he had to do was put the boat out there. So he had to go no damn way. that's what happened, Kim. I didn't want to tell you, though, but he been telling us. He said he ready to go back to racing. The hell with that boat right now. He said too many people done forgot about the dog on the Ghostbuster. So he ready to go back to work, baby.
We do need some more wins under our belt, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, but don't forget now, Ghostbusters is the one that kicked it all off. Okay. Hey, but now, Kim, where did you get that picture with them girls with all them booties? Now, where you get that picture from them girls?
Every time I see a nice booty, I think of you.
Yeah.
Oh
well,
man, not the booty bandit.
Oh man, did you see your kid? You didn't see that picture Kim put up with them?
No.
And she gonna tag me in that. That's how I get in trouble, Kim. They say I'll be flirting. I don't be flirting, I just be looking. I mean I just look.
Yeah.
Well, say your name ain't Ray Charles, huh?
You know. Well, if I did, I'd get my glasses put on. So Kim, what you say if your husband was flirting? What would you say if your husband was looking at them women and them booties?
He
like
knows
what would you
not
say?
To put people. He knows better. Because
huh?
I'll show out. I won't wait till we get home. I won't wait till we get in the car. I'll show out.
Okay. Well, now, Kim, now, is that before you get a little drink or after you get a drink?
Well, in that case, I wouldn't need a drink.
Yeah, because I didn't see when you was a little bit inebriated.
That's why I didn't punch number one last night, because I knew you
bring
that up.
Okay. Oh, man. Hold on. What Brother D? Brother D, what you want, man? I done told you can't get on
the
show.
All right, I'm getting off the phone.
Hold up, Kim. Brother D must got something he want to say. What you got to say, Brother D?
You know, Brother Dog, I was just sitting there listening, and what she said, something that tweaked my mind there. And what it was is that we'll say that they can't look, him or her can't look at another woman or another man. But what we really should look at is that if he had not been looking, he wouldn't have you. Or if you had not been looking, you would have him. You know, we really shouldn't find ourselves getting so upset about he or her looking, because I had to tell my wife that one time. I said, "Baby, I said, look at this, how I got you." You know, a young man grabbed my wife by the hand one time and told her.
That's sexual, though,
Kim. Hey, Kim, I got a question for you.
He didn't have a choice but to go home with me. I didn't even give him a choice.
But look what you just said. You said you seen him. How did you see
right.
him?
Uh-oh.
With your eyes. You're right. So you was looking.
You're right.
Okay,
yeah.
So how can we get upset by him just looking? It's what you do after the looking part that should cause a problem. What you do by just looking shouldn't cause a problem.
Looking and glancing, I feel like, are two different things.
Oh, Lord.
What's
the difference between looking and glancing? Hold up, Brother D, you be quiet now. We got a woman. I want to get a woman's perspective. You be quiet, but what's the difference between looking and glancing? Glancing,
I mean, you can glance and be
glancing.
Like, okay, that's nice, keep walking. But when you look
she really means standing.
Brother D, I told you this ain't your show now. I'm told you the preacher. Kim, let me give it to you from an outlaw man standpoint. When I glance at it, Kim, that's what I'm thinking about wanting. Now, if I just look, and I don't worry about it. But when I glance at it, that's when I be saying, damn. When you glance at it. Now, if you just go ahead and look. Don't look and let it go ahead on.
Right. Yeah. That's 100.
Now, but Kia, let me ask you a question since you came on here. Since you brought your bold ass on here and wasn't scared. So just like now, you put that picture on Facebook and tagged me. It was about me. Now, how in the hell are you going to, a man of my stature and a man that you know, or any man, how can you put a woman with an ass like that on there and think a man ain't going to look at that ass? How you going to think that? Huh?
Well,
how you gonna do that?
Scrolling. You got to keep scrolling. You can't stop. You just,
Brother B,
you
Brother
look
B, can
you keep on
y'all there. Please, if y'all can, go there and look at that picture that Kim Huddleston put up there for me to look at, and mm-hmm. them perfect asses. I can't look at that.
Well, hey, dog, I'm gonna go on mute after I say. I got one more thing I'm going on mute to say. What do a woman do, Kim, when she wear them things
uh-oh.
And she had to grease herself
uh-oh.
Down? Just to get in them, and sometimes my
uh-oh.
Husband, sometimes my husband got to hold them while she jump up and down to pull them up. And they're so short.
No, honey.
They're so short.
Honey,
that
they make
seeing,
some
okay.
stretchy
well,
material.
I want to ask you a question though. My question is that when they dress that way, or when they wearing those leggings that they stretch so on their body, it's so 36, 24, 36, and you can see that whiteness through it. It's so clear. It's so stretched. I mean, when you do that. What are you doing it for? What's the purpose of weighing it like that?
I guess
I mean,
glances.
Not you. I'm just saying a woman. Oh, okay, bro. Dog, you got your show back now. I'm going.
Right on. I'm finna go. Hey, kid, have you found a check, kid?
No, I'm looking at the basketball game. I'm here.
Look at man.
You basketball
look at man, kid. Don't come on. I'm finna tag you in this post, kid. I need you to go look at it, and I want you to tell me how the hell you think you can look at this kind of shit, man.
Oh, okay.
I just tagged
you.
I
love
you.
I give right back.
Hold up, don't go there, Kim. Somebody might want to have another question for you. I know. Tim telling you to get your butt off there. He gonna get on your butt when you get off there. But anyway, all right, but Kimberly, thank you for coming on, and as always, we can't wait to see old Ghostbuster back out there. Tell Timmy, come on back out there.
Uh-huh.
I know. We ready. And I seen y'all start posting pictures, so I know it's about that time for y'all to come on back out there, though.
I got to get my T-shirt out of storage.
Uh-oh. So, all right, Kim,
t-shirt
take care.
Out of storage?
Yeah, I got it in storage,
somebody
Kim. I got a duffel bag. I got plenty of T-shirts in them.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right, Kim. Take care. Tell Tim I said
you
hello.
Too. All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, kid, have you had a chance to run this Facebook right quick? Because you can look at a damn basketball game anytime, faggot.
Oh, okay. I'm finna go. Keep the show going.
I can't. It's my show. I can't got no choice but to try to keep it going. Y'all don't ever talk. And if I start talking, I get nasty, and then people get mad at me because I get dirty. But I don't know. I ain't want to. I got some stuff I want to get off my chest, but I'm scared. So I can't get it off, so I'm going to have to let it ride. All right. Anybody else got anything? Uh-oh, there go Ben. Ben ain't scared to talk. Ben will keep. What up, Ben?
Look at him, bro. Yeah, I'm
yeah,
like
talk
you
to
say,
me.
They know how they say it. Staring. And looking, it's in between staring and looking at. If something come in your eye, what you gonna do? You gonna look. Now, if you stay there, stare, you getting the view.
Yeah.
But then you just gonna blubber. The first thing as a man, when you looking at it, you gonna say, just what you said. God damn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way these people dressing and stuff like this here, I mean,
if you
look at it like. Yeah, but see, and sometimes you look at it like, what the hell was she thinking when she come out the house with that, or what the hell was he thinking? Because I went to Walmart this morning, Ben. Now, I went to Walmart. I had a big old muscle-bound-looking dude, man. The dude that looked like he lift weights and stay on steroids. Man, that man was in the Walmart with some damn pajamas on, some gay-ass pajamas, Ben. I said, what the hell this... This joker got some sugar in his blood or something. He walking around there shopping in Walmart in pajamas, man. What kind of shit is that, Ben?
Come on, man. I'm gonna tell you something. I don't believe in him, man. Down here, go to Winn-Dixie.
Y'all still got a Winn-Dixie down there? Y'all still got a Winn-Dixie, Ben?
Oh, man.
Ben, hold up, Ben. Ben, y'all still got a Winn-Dixie?
That's not
Winn-Dixie.
Kroger.
Oh, I've been. Damn. Y'all ain't got a Winn-Dixie. Y'all must be in the goddamn country, boy.
No. It's Kroger. It's Kroger.
Do Kim know if them women for hire?
Did you see them women? Kid?
But we got Kroger.
Yeah, I just saw
Kroger and Walmart and stuff.
Kroger and Walmart. Okay, come on.
Are they for hire?
sort of, you just say something like,
she gone, she gone.
Oh, okay.
Man, when they turn head and look back, who said no comment, and then they smile and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they be doing,
my dog.
They know what they be
waiting. Is it like Brother D was saying, though, they put that shit on for people to look.
But you get the view.
I mean.
Oh, well, they looking for attention.
Yeah. Pajo, what you got on? Pajo, what's up, Pajo? You hit the one button. You ain't got that wheeling machine on tonight.
Nah. Like you said, dog, you on mute. Your phone last, so you still can give you some noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
My apologies.
No, you good, homeboy. You good. Yeah, you good. Yeah,
now,
what I'm
like
just saying,
that?
Man.
Who you like with that?
So what now?
Who you like with that?
Well, I'm telling you, man, I like on paper now, Dallas supposed to win. Some tell me if Green Bay played like they was playing that last game, if that boy get hot, Dallas might be in a little trouble there. But now,
what?
Now
the last game, they weren't playing nobody.
Somebody made me not like Dallas because, you know, they love Dallas, so they made me not like Dallas.
Know,
so
I don't like Dallas.
They mad with me right now, but I can't really say what I want to say about Dallas.
Green Bay
like
really wasn't playing nobody, dog.
It don't matter.
But Dallas wasn't either. Dallas wasn't playing nobody either, boy.
So what the difference?
Yeah, you talking about? Thank you. All right, tell him, Ben.
Okay, Buffalo play what's called? What you all like? I like Buffalo. Ride or die, I like Buffalo no matter what.
Buffalo playing, or they playing Pittsburgh, ain't it?
Yeah. I like Buffalo.
You know what?
Ride or die.
I ain't betting on no game yet. My money funny now. I got to save my money. I was trying to make a trip.
If I want Buffalo, they can come get it.
I couldn't even make my trip. I was going to make me a trip, but my money, I ain't had no doggone money. My doggone money's funny now. I done lost all my money on that doggone Alabama game. Shit, I bet it. I went all in.
Yeah. Hey. I lost my money with that Dallas game, and I gave that joke of them 3 points.
Them 3 damn points, yeah.
Yeah, I lost my money with that.
Damn sure did.
I lost $100 with that, but I had no bet at something else, so you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody? Detroit
well,
gonna play again. I'm gonna see can I get him.
Well,
to get
everybody's scared to bet on the first game of Detroit. Like, but Detroit will be so tough. Even the guys will be in Detroit and everybody in Michigan,
they
scared to bet.
Right here, they might be in trouble.
Yeah. So who that got that background on with all that talking? Is that your phone or being? Is that your? Is that Pajo's phone?
No, ain't mine.
That must be Pajo then back there with all that damn noise.
Oh, you trying to get me started? It's
not
for him. I'm on mute.
who is your team, dog?
The kid watching that game.
Technically, oh, that damn sure is. That might be right, Pajo. That kid watching the damn game, a faggot motherfucker.
Damn.
Technically, I ain't got no team. Technically, I don't have a team. But if you want to put me in Philadelphia, I'm gonna ride with old Big Fletcher. We can get him on the phone.
I ain't got no team. Here come
my ride or die. When I needed a bald head ass yesterday, she wouldn't even come on the damn phone.
Trigger
Lee. I always want to talk to you. Yeah, you know who I'm
Trigger
talking Lee. About. A bald head ass. When I needed her yesterday, she wouldn't even come on the damn phone. I needed her.
Dog, I was in bed early. I'm so sorry. I was in bed early. Ain't nobody called me or nothing.
They ain't had to call you.
Ain't nobody said, dog, look, I was asleep.
Man, I done called for you 100 times, man. I needed help. My old girl got mad with me. She done throw me out the window and shit, man. And I been running up and down the goddamn road naked and shit. Yeah, man, walking down the road naked, man. I finna tell a lie and say I pulled my hair out, but I'm growing an afro. I ain't shaved in 4 days.
Man, dog,
crazy,
they
man.
told me you going so crazy, you pulled your pubic ass out and ate them shits last night. That lady had been going so wild.
No, Trigger, you're getting a little bit too fucked up there. But Trigger, since I didn't really want you to answer the thing. I didn't want you to answer the question really last night, but I was looking for you because everybody else was scared. I figured if you started off, they would. But Gino was asking. I asked the question last night now, Trigger. If your husband, Ricky Flagg, if you came home and accused Ricky Flagg of flirting with somebody, would you tell him who you accused him of, or you, when you accused him of flirting? How would you handle that if you thought he was flirting?
If
you tell
I
him
felt
who
like he was flirting with a woman or something, or not, would I tell him who I felt like he was flirting with? Yeah, I'll tell him. And I give him instances of what I felt like it was a flirt.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't, like, I don't believe in sugarcoating nothing. If I feel like something made me feel the type of way, we're finna talk about it. Like, we're going to talk about it right now.
But you can't talk about it if you don't know who in the hell, if you don't know who the hell you're accusing him of, right?
Well, I can't accuse him of flirting if I don't know who the hell it is. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. If you might know it, but if you don't tell him. I mean, how are you going to argue me about something that I don't even know who you consider a flirting with unless you tell him?
Oh, I can't argue with, I got to give you some information. I can't accuse you. Oh, you flirting with her. Her who?
Mm-hmm.
Her, you
who,
know
who
I'm talking about? Yeah. I don't know who you talk about. Yeah, no, nah, you can't,
now,
you can't do that, dog.
Yeah. Hold on, Trico, hold on, because I don't like you right now. This is a new year, and I don't even like you. You saw that thing with Kim Huddleston sent me, right? That thing with Kim Huddleston did, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know Trico Lee had on some pants just like that, right?
Right. Oh, Trico Lee was black.
Now, what? Yeah, but, you saw them then, okay. So what the hell do you think if Joker put them on there and got an ass out there hanging out there like that? Well, I mean, you think somebody ain't going to look?
Yeah, they're gonna
definitely look.
Unless they Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder.
So Trigger, when you put them on, even though can't nobody say nothing about you per se, like you said, they can look, but they can talk and they can think what they wanna. When you put them on, was you looking for attention or you just put them on because you like the way they look, or your husband like the way they look? Why did you wear them damn pants, now, Trigger?
I like the way they look, and my husband loves the way they look on me.
Okay. All right, I got you.
If he tell me it look good, I'm going to keep it on. Because if he say it look good, I know a heap of other motherfuckers going to say it look good.
Cause
dog, you got to think about it like this. He see it when it ain't got none of that on. So they don't even have to impress him.
Well, I ain't asking
you all that. No, I'm just saying. I'm being honest. Like, you have to think. It don't even have to impress him. But to know that he still feel like I look good in certain clothes, it make me feel good.
Well, now, see, that Trigger, they might be mad at me today because, see, that's one thing about your ass. Your ass will answer them questions that everybody want to ask, but they won't. Brother D, you not coming back on here. I done told you to stop coming on here. Just because he hear Trigger on it, he want to come on here and talk. Told him he can't come on this here show. Brother D, what you want, man? You cannot come on this kind of show. What you want, man? Come up in here.
And that trailer, dog, I was down the number, and the number one was in the phone straight to me off. I just hit to get back in. I wish I'd have said that thing this time. I wish I'd have said that.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to close you back up because I'm going to get triggered and start answering some questions that some people might not want to ask. And it ain't going to be – that ain't nasty, but it's I'm going to close you up, Brother D. I'm going to – Trigger, you ready to go, Trigger? Because yesterday, you know, I was being nice, but today these women done got on my nerves. I done got Texas good and bad. And I'm going to put it out on the air. Trigger, you there, Trigger?
I'm right here.
Now, I know, see, a lot of people, I said some shit, they be saying, ooh, that's gross. But see, Trigger, they said the same thing about you. But see, you a woman that's confident in yourself as a woman. You confident in your marriage life, evidently. Now, how it going, I don't know, but you confident on this show. So, Trigger, y'all look at men, I'm going to put it like this, when they had them gray sweatpants on and they print. Do y'all look at men in print, Trigger?
No, I don't. That, to me, that's a myth. That ain't a lot of times.
I don't need to answer directly for Trico. I need a general answer. Do you think women then look at Prince?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's
moving.
Is anything wrong with that? Anything wrong with looking at a man's Prince?
If it's sitting there, dog, how you gonna not look at it? If it's right there,
because R. Kelly was saying, ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Key, will you shut the fuck up when I'm trying to talk, motherfucker? I'm trying to get them to get some real shit out. You over there talking about some fucking R. Kelly. You and R. Kelly was fucking each other back in the day, so hush. So, Trigger, you just said you don't look. Now, Trigger, if it's like you just said, now you contradicting yourself. If it's just there, how you going to miss it? If it's there, Trigger, you mean to tell me you don't?
Well,
if it's there,
well,
it's
too. It's two different things that look like if you walk past me and you got this thing that's moving when you walk past me that normally wouldn't move, you're like, dang, what is that? But sometimes,
oh, man.
Sometimes it be a knot and it don't move. It just be a knot, you know? So that's another look like, what is that knot? Why is that like that? So mm-hmm. It ain't looking with a ill intent or a sexual intent. You're trying to figure out what is that. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Like your old uncle when he put his pants up to one side and that one nut be hanging out there. That one nut, Huntley.
Like what is? Why is it doing that? Like what is going on right there? You know.
Right,
so
now,
sometimes it be
I'm
just
gonna,
that.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask you a question now, Trigger. Think real hard now. Take your time. Before you answer this question now, because if you answer wrong, I hate to do it, I'm about to bust your ass out if you answer wrong. What is it with these women? Do these women love to show that old coochie, that old camel toe? Do they like to show that print, Trigger?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me
Kid,
say this.
Your name, Trigger. Kid, your name, Trigger.
Sometimes.
Now. Don't make me bust you now.
So sometimes you have, like, certain clothes. So I'm going to say this. Like, certain tights you can wear, they don't have a long, like, a long seat. So when you pull them up to make sure they cover, like if you got a little bit of stomach or a little pudge or a little fupa, to cover all that, you have to pull them up. You have to pull them
mm-hmm.
up a little further than what normal women with flat ass stomach to pull it. So sometimes it get caught in the creases of your coochie and you have no you it that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So those are tights.
So
now
are
you got on
are
jeans
you,
if you
go ahead. No.
Okay,
go ahead.
So if you got on jeans and your jeans is splitting your coochie in two, painful. Tights don't have an inseam like that. They most tights
mm-hmm.
don't have that line going in the middle like jeans.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that it's not splitting your coochie, so it's like not painful. And
mm-hmm.
you really don't be paying no attention. We're trying to pull them pants up over that fupa because if your tights don't get over that fupa, they're going to roll down. So you got
Lord,
I'm telling the
Lord.
Truth. That's what it is. But them
so
jeans,
Trigger, Trigger, do you like to show your print?
I don't think that's something I like to do, no.
Do you show
it
your
ain't
print?
Something I. It depends.
Trigger, when you
if
took
I
my,
got on certain
all
pants.
All right, Trigger, don't forget now. When you took my sweatshirt and I switched sweatshirts with you, you know what you told me when you switched sweatshirts with me. So I'm asking you again. Do you like to show
I'm
your print?
I'm gonna never remember nothing you say. I said nothing I said. I'm gonna tell you right now.
I told you to make sure she kid. I told her to take the answer real careful because I remember what she told me when she took my fucking sweatshirt.
Uh-huh. I don't remember what I told you, and I don't want to know what I told you. But I'm telling you, it ain't something that I like thrive to do. But if I know I got on a certain pair of pants and it's all like that's what it is. That's what it is, dog. I don't go intentionally in the mirror and jack my pants up to say, oh, my pussy's showing. Let me make sure they see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't,
oh, man, that's a camel toe.
Right.
All right, well, let me get, see, the day is Dr. Fields Day, Dr. Dog Day. This is Dr. Dog Day because all you men out there, you want to know this bullshit, but you're scared to ask it, and you tell me this shit because you know I'll bring it out, and you know Trigger don't mind saying it. But I need Trigger, when I ask you this, it ain't just tickling it personally about you. It's about I want
right.
you to ask them generally. Now, this is something that a lot of men like, but they scared to say they like it. I'm talking about that fur burger down there, that coochie hair. Some men said, man, because normally, 80% of the women pussies are ugly. They look like dog. They look like fucked up meat or something down there. So a man said, don't cut all your hair off. They said, don't cut all your hair off of it. Just trim it up and shit. Get a hair trim. What's your thing on that? Because the first thing a person said, ooh, I cut mine because the smell. Ooh, if you wash your ass, it won't be smelling. So what's your thought on that? Having that hair down there trimmed up or being bald as a motherfucker, Trigger. What's your take on that?
Oh, man.
So my take on that for real, dog, is if women are plumb bald,
And they like it plumb ball all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tendency that he may like coochies with no hair on them because whatever reason. Sometimes I look at it like, damn, that could be a little pedophilic because it's got to be plumb ball all the time. That's some pedophilic shit to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then
now,
men that like it trimmed, they just they may not like to look at the ball, the whole ball, because you say it looked like some ground beef or some shit down there. Some men rather have a little bit of hair. Some men like a landing strip. Some men like a little triangle. They gotta have a little something to show maturity in the woman. Now that shit that go all down the leg, the sides, and the booty hole and all that, you got to fix that. That's not it.
You got a point there.
All right, Chico, I'm finna dig a little deeper. I'm finna dig a little deeper. See, and people gonna get mad at me. I don't know. I don't even know if I got a girlfriend or not because I think she quit me last night.
I hope she still loves you, dog, because you're genuine.
I can't handle
a genuine man. I don't want none at all.
That's what. Thank you, girl. I appreciate that, Trisha, but that ain't doing me no good. She might have quit me. I don't know. You know, she might have quit me. She might have not. Boy, she cussed me out so bad last night. I went to bed. I started crying, but I ain't want to let her know I was crying. But anyway,
damn.
I'm finna go somewhere where people might want me to go. But see, Trick, I got you on here, and you don't mind telling it. Damn, I got a couple of hands up. Let me, before I ask this next question, let me see. 561-7239, you wanted to say something about that coochie hair? No, you don't want to say nothing. You over there ain't paying attention. Let me close your bitch ass up, pussy-made motherfucker. Anonymous, I'm gonna open your mic up, Anonymous. Anonymous, I'm opening your mic up. You got something to say about that foot fur burger or that bald head? Come on in now. Just open your mic.
Hello?
Huh?
Hello?
Huh? Yes, come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Kid, he talking to you, kid. He want to talk to you, kid.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I got questions for you, Mr. Kid.
Mm-hmm.
When they say on the morning show, what morning show are they referring to?
Man, we ain't talking about no goddamn morning show. We talking about bald head and hairy pussy. What the fuck you talking about a morning show for?
We got a couple of them running around. What'd you say?
Kid,
got a couple of them going around.
Let me go and answer right quick so we can get back to our pussy. We got a morning show. We call it Original Morning Show. We said Original Morning Show is the guys down south with the morning show. And and we got a show that's out up north. Now the north got a show. The east got a show. Everybody got a morning show. And they're just guys that get on the group that call somebody, that call somebody, that call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what else you want? Because we're going to get back to this pussy conversation. What else you want?
When the last time Zookeeper had oil pressure?
The last time the bitch you sleep with sucked my dick?
Damn.
I'm going back on mute.
All right, thank you.
I don't blame
him. Yeah, worry about the fucking oil pressure. Yeah, man.
Okay, now, see, when nobody shaving the coochie, you know, women shave their armpit.
You know why
they shave that coochie? Because it's sweat. They keep them hard.
Well, okay, hold up. I understand the hygiene part of it, that you have to probably wash more regular. A man just texted me said he don't want to have his dick cut up and smelling no stanky pussy. Well,
right.
There's a whole lot of pussies out there ain't got no hair on it that stank like a motherfucker. Yeah. If you wash your ass, your pussy will be all right. It's just a matter with the hair. You might have to wash it a bit more. But I'm back. Y'all be quiet. I'm talking to Dr. Treaker now. Y'all can come in after Dr. Treaker answer the question. Dr. Treaker, you still there?
I'm right here.
Now, Dr. Freaker, I know people gonna get mad at me. Well, I ain't upset people. I don't know whether I got a girlfriend or not. She might get mad at me, but like I said, I'm a true motherfucker. I'm a connoisseur of eating pussy. I am a connoisseur of eating pussy. Now, Treaker, some women shave their pussy, and it be just like us niggas shaving out of face, if you get where I'm coming from. So do you shave your pussy like that and have them fucking nubs, or do you get that thing with that skin thing on it where they put that shit on there and pull it out there, whatever they call that shit, and make it clean and shit? No, not the nail. We talking about that.
Do who
I'm
do that? Wax
women,
or, oh,
wax,
a lot of women wax
that,
now. A lot of women, a lot of women go to waxing now because those razors cause bumps and it leave color discoloration.
Mm-hmm.
Like it pulls at the epidermis anyway. Like it takes the skin layer of the skin off sometimes if you shave too much. So a lot of women.
Selena McKenzie, where you at? When we need you.
She do it. A lot of women resort to shaving because it don't leave those hair bumps, and the hair takes a longer time to grow back. So if you wax, if you shave, you could possibly get cold, and that follicle wake up, and, you know, you can feel a little stubble. The moment you get cold and you,
wax,
you know.
Let me see, can I get, beat on it? Yeah, she do that kind of shit.
Yes, she does.
What does that mean?
If a man shave, right, then he don't shave the next day. Uh-huh. But when he go down between that, and I call it my top, that joke between that woman's thigh is going to be red like a joke because the hair on his face going to mess her down on her thighs.
Uh-huh.
Facts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going to be red.
Okay.
That irritates
me. So, Trika, I don't know how to ask you this. Well, you don't have to tell me about yourself. So what's the best? Is it best to shave or the best to get that Brazilian wax or whatever the fuck they call it? What's the best way to do it?
I think it's best to wax. I think if you're going to do it, I think it's best to wax. Because it cuts down on bacteria, too. You know, sometimes you can be shaving and you can clip yourself. Now you might be sweaty, or you might get a little urine on something, or anything going on, and now you can potentially have develop a bacteria in those cuts or whatever the hell else you got going. Now, for real, when you get a wax, you got to kind of chill too because your pores are real open because you're pulling the hair out completely out. You know, so you just got to be careful with both.
I just got a text that said wax is the best way to go. The wax is the best way to go.
Carl, you got Shanita's number, though?
I'm trying to find it now, kid. Will you shut the fuck up and leave me alone, kid? You motherfucker. You over there jacking off, I bet you. I'm trying to. I had her number, but, you know, when she got a husband almost, I had to. Yeah. Let me see if I can get her, because I know she. Let me see. Y'all go ahead. Good report. I got somebody said it.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, I don't need you. I need your Shanita. How can I get, is Shanita around you?
No, Shanita home.
Look here. Okay, she still do that. She still got her business, right?
Yeah.
You know, okay, send me her number. I need to get on there. We got some women on here got a question about that kind of business. Send me her number if you don't mind so I can get on there.
Hold on, I'll give it to you. Hold on. Hold on 1 minute.
Now I got somebody just texted me and said they don't eat no coochie. So, you know that. Better watch out now. I'm gonna address that in a minute too. Hey Larry. No, Larry, just text it to me, Larry. Text it to me. My
Larry,
I want
to Oh.
I used to have a number. I don't know what the hell I did with it.
Hey, dog. Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, what up, Ben?
No, I heard what dog was going to say earlier people don't eat none, you know what I'm saying?
No, Ben, I got another question. Don't start that shit. I ain't got no question there.
I hold on to it.
Dog, you want the number?
You got the number? You got
I think I got it. I think I got it.
All right. You sure?
Yep.
I had it, but all right. I didn't want to give it out on the air, but it's a business, so come on, give it.
It's a business number. That's all it is. 910-633-9070.
Okay. All right. Let's
see if I can
get it.
That should be it.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service. If you feel
it's
you're...
not, it's not in service yet.
Okay.
It's been changed yet. And all her whole body down is about keeping their kitchen, their relationship. Hey, Frigga.
Yeah.
All right, it's getting deep now. I know once we get the song, they want to know they should be scared to ask their old ladies and shit. Now, Frigga.
Wait a minute. Shanita talking to me. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, Frigga got her.
That's all I'm doing is telling her to call you. And she said, laugh out loud, what dog got
she
going on? I said,
call
listen, here's the number, call the
dog. I ain't got to do all this motherfucking dog. Just speak motherfucking number. God damn it, you motherfuckers trying to, I'm running this motherfucking show. I'm trying to make you motherfuckers. We got all these motherfuckers on here. These undercover motherfuckers scared to talk and scared to ask questions and shit. I got to know now. Let me call them. I'm talking about that damn shit. She didn't get too fat anyway. She didn't get fat. She didn't get too much bigger. I don't like her no more. I can't. I hope she didn't get that bigger. I hope she didn't get me in trouble.
Hello?
Kamala.
Shanita.
Yeah.
This dog. What's up, girl? This dog. How you doing?
What's going on, dog? How you doing?
Well, don't be acting like you got some real man. If your boss didn't spend that thing and go down the room while I talk to you, goddammit. Tell me.
Say what?
Your name Camera. Your name Camera Lady. Your name, Camera Lady. Hey, she's hiding
from me. I'm doing good, Godfather. How you doing?
How about this, girl? All right. Are we on the show? We got a discussion dealing with men and women, and we know you got a business about this thing. What's the pros and cons of getting a Brazilian? What's the pros and cons of that? You recommend it or what? If they don't, what do they do to shave it and stub the nose? Both of them, if you don't mind.
Your phone breaking up, dog.
It's my phone or you?
It's you, dog.
Go ahead. Can you hear me now?
It's like it's muffled a little bit.
I hear the wind up. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
No, you're
still
muffled.
It might be your damn phone. Anybody else can hear me but you.
It's you again. Yeah, it's what like every time you talk, it's like it cut out.
We're
doing the same thing.
Shanita got that old boat phone?
It's doing the same thing. That's the old phone going
hold
out.
Hold up. After the question, maybe she can hear you better. After the question.
We calling to know what's the difference or what's better, waxing or shaving, and why?
No,
We serious. Because I see some women wax, some women shave. What's the benefit of waxing versus shaving, or the benefit of shaving versus waxing?
Well, waxing is better. Waxing lasts longer than shaving. Waxing lasts like maybe over a month. It really depends on the hair growth cycle.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is waxing is better than shaving. The thing with shaving is shaving causes the bumps.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
let me ask you this. If you wax a lot, do your hair grow slower than if you shave a lot?
Yes. The hair will grow. It will grow. It would take it a little while longer to come back, and it won't be as coarse and thick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if I shave and I start getting these stubble bumps and stuff, how do you get rid of them?
The thing about that is, if you ever go to waxing, it's hard to go back to shaving.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
It is different things you can get for the bumps. They have different
mm-hmm.
things that you can get for the bumps. Like, if you're serious, I could tell you, but they have different things that you can use for the bumps.
No, we're serious. We're serious.
It's not for me, but we're serious. Because I do what you say. I do what you say is best to do. But I'm just saying some people don't. And I know some people get them bumps in they panty line or, like, just throw up in different areas and it look real bad. You know, sometimes it looks real terrible outside their bathing suit and stuff. So I'm trying to see what can they do to alleviate that. Or let me ask you this then, Asunita. If they start waxing, would those eventually go away too?
Yes, it can. But you have to be consistent.
Consistent, like every month or 6 weeks?
Yeah, and you can also get vajacials too.
So the vajacial, let's talk about this vajacial.
You got to be quiet,
y'all. This is the part I like to talk about right here. So, Sunita, let me ask you about this vajacial. What is a
vajacial? A vajacial is basically a facial, but it's on your private area.
On your vajacial. Okay, so what the smoke for? What the smoke for the vajacial?
The sting?
Yeah.
It's a sting. It's a sting.
Hold on. Janita, go ahead and tell them who you is first. They might know. Tell them who you is.
Yeah, tell them who you is and your business name. Yeah, because they up here in your area need some help, too. I wish you were down here because I'm sick of these when you pull my skin off.
What did he say, Trigger? Because I couldn't hear what he was saying.
He said go on and tell them who you are so that if anybody in your area, they can look you up and they may need this service.
Oh, okay. The name of my business is Beauty Fly Skincare and Waxing. I'm located at 640 North Brown Street. That's in Chadburn, North Carolina. I do men's facials, women's facials, Brazilian, Manzilla, makeup, skincare, lashes.
You do the wax for the men too, you say? Do you do the
Oh Lord, have mercy.
All of that is included in the butt crack.
I'm saying, do you do the ballsacial? Do you do a skincare for the balls and stuff to that skin around there too?
I mean, yeah, if they want it.
Or is that too intimate for men?
No, I mean, if they're gonna put their knees to their chest, so it can't be too intimate.
They put their knees to their chest to get the wax, right? So they can get them a ballsacial. Yeah. Oh, they put the knees to the chest to get the wax. Because you got to get it out of the butt.
Lord, have mercy, Shanita. Man, what vibe is when you need them?
Because Shanita, no, but for real, Shanita, these men be saying, these women be smelling funky and be sweaty, but the men be funky and be sweaty.
Oh, I don't know about, I don't know about, I haven't had that problem.
Right.
Man, what be the when you need her?
No, all jokes aside, better keep asking the questions. Go ahead with them. Quick.
So tell us about the vajayza now, Sunita. Tell us what does that entail and how do you do that? Why do women get vajayzas? What's this for?
The vajayzal is basically, like I said, most of my girls usually come back 2 weeks after they're Brazilian or they'll get it after their Brazilian, but basically the vajacial helps for the ingrown hairs. It helps exfoliate the dead skin. It's basically, like I said, it's a facial, but it's for down there. And it's not like you're just doing the top, like the V part. You're not going all in between. So you're just doing the vajacial to the V part. That's it.
Oh, so you don't go inside Okay, the labia. You do it right outside on the top layer of the skin.
That's a gynecologist's job.
If I close my legs, the part that you can see is the part you rub, the part you do exfoliation and all that for.
Yes, and if they have ingrown hairs, you know, you will pluck the ingrown hairs, and they get a massage in that area for maybe a good 5 to 10 minutes. I say, it's basically a facial, but it's for the vajacial. For the vagina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so do you do the yoni? That steam a yoni steam?
No, yoni is a totally different. That's where you sit on sit on the little pot thingy. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So the steam you put on that is just to help with the exfoliation.
Yeah, the steam, like, just for the facial, the steam helps bring out the impurities, like the dirt and stuff on your pores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. If I get a vajayasana today, can I have sex today?
No. If you get a Brazilian manzilla or vajayasana, you need to at least wait 2 to 3 days before you have intercourse.
48 to 72 hours because of what?
And then I recommend to all my clients, if they do come in for a vajayasana or manzilla, to take some ibuprofen or some Tylenol like 30 minutes before their appointment. That helps a little bit with the discomfort and the pain. But my instructions are no swimming pools, no hot tubs, no intercourse, no sex. Because you just don't want to cause too much friction down there, because if your clothes are too tight and there's too much friction, that causes ingrown hairs.
Right.
And
so
the
you don't want to cause any excess friction with the pores open.
Exactly.
Exactly,
because I had one client come one time, and she got a Brazilian, and she was going to Miami that next day, and I plainly told her that she couldn't do the jacuzzis or anything, but she did it anyway, and she had like a reaction to it, like she had bumps everywhere, and that was because her pores are open, and she got into a jacuzzi.
And it's nasty. The jacuzzi was nasty.
Yes,
basically.
It was.
Right.
What about a swimming pool, Shanita?
They nasty.
No, you can't. No, you if you get a freshly Brazilian, you cannot do anything for two days. I say 2 days, but my girls have been coming on a regular. Like, you have to know your body. Like, I have some girls that come on a regular. Like, they can have sex the same night, but they know their body.
Yeah.
But they've been getting it done for years.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't recommend it.
They're immune to it, yeah.
So, Shanita, let me ask you this question. If you're going to go for a Brazilian the very first time, do you recommend trimming the hair first, or do you recommend them going the way they are, with the bush the way it is?
Oh, man.
I would say the bush. Because you have to always remember the hair has to be at least the length of a rice grain. If not, the wax is not gonna adhere to it. And if you have a bush, it'll be better, because that way all the hair more than likely will come off, and it'll be less plucking. Because you do have to pluck at the end of the service.
Oh, because it's got a good grip. Okay.
So whatever little bit of hair that's left, because, you know, sometimes, well, after you get finished with the service, you might have, like, 3 or 4 hairs left. So what I have to do is take the tweezers and go in and plug.
Do some women come and get theirs on their cycle, or do you recommend not coming on your cycle?
I've had women come in on their cycle. They wear a tampon.
It don't matter.
Lord,
okay.
Shanita, what they call that thing?
Hey,
I'm all about
the dollar. For 15 minutes and I make $60, who going to complain? Not even 15 minutes and you're out of there.
I'm with you now. What you say, kid?
I was going to ask Shanita, is that a Gorilla Tape y'all be using or what? What did y'all be using?
Hey, Shanita, let me ask you this. So do you have a distinct difference between the ones that have sensitive skin? Is there a particular wax for sensitive skin and people that don't have sensitive skin? Or you consider that area sensitive 100% and you always use stuff for sensitive skin in that area?
For that area, I would say it's sensitive. So I have a certain wax that I use, but it's for core sensitive skin. But I use it for the whole body.
You do bags too,
right? After it didn't kind of cream or medicine, she said, after you done did it, they put it down there.
Kind
of cream?
Not like the hydrocortisone cream. You know how sometimes they have that cream to help with to slow down the growth of hair?
I see high.
No, after the service, the only thing I apply is Aveeno, which, you know, Aveeno helps for the pain, you know, the redness and stuff.
Yeah.
I use Aveeno, and then I always use, they're called, what is that stuff called? It's called Trend Skin. It's for razor bumps. It helps prevent, I mean, not razor bumps, the bumps. It helps prevent the bumps. So
yeah,
I always use the Aveeno and stuff to help with the ingrown hairs.
Okay. Now, can you use Icy Hot?
No.
They would be. They would jump out of the chair if you use it.
Hey, Trico, this is a serious question. Now, I heard it said you can't have intercourse. What about oral sex? Can you have oral sex?
Even worse,
man.
Worse. The mouth be nasty. It's even worse.
I don't know why now, but I can hear you now, dog. I can hear you now, dog.
Hey, hold up. This is a touchy subject, but it's a serious subject. It might sound. So, can you have oral sex after that? You said no intercourse, but what about oral sex?
Ain't your mouth nasty?
I just asked the question. People want to know. I'm asking the question that I'm getting. People asking these questions. The people want to know this. The people want to know this and stuff for real. They asking these questions.
No, sir.
Chaos City. She just said it. How much is a job, Shanita? Somebody just asked. I think you just said $60, right? You said $60 for one of them.
What? Yeah, I'm in this little country. Chadburn, so I only charge 60, but I think maybe like an hour from here, they charge maybe like 85, and it only takes like 15 minutes.
Damn.
And my men, I charge, I think the men are 80. Yeah, the women are 60 and the men are 80.
Why the men more?
Why are the men more?
Yes.
Because y'all have more, how can I say it where I don't sound perverted? Y'all have more skin down there, and I have to move it and hold it. And make sure everything is taut before I pull, but it's like, it's more work. Y'all are more work than women.
Yeah, because some of y'all got them long nuts, and then the ball stuck with the skin. You got to lift that skin and twist that skin and pull that skin. And
all this is after we get her off the phone. This is professional questions.
Oh, okay.
Do I have to mute the fucking mics for y'all to be quiet while we trying to answer goddamn questions? Damn, lady. We trying to give a serious conversation. Y'all just laughing and grinning when the question come up, man.
That's Shanita laughing at you, dog.
You got to quit laughing because I'm the little trigger them laughing. This is professional questions and people asking questions. They want to know. See, people are ashamed, but once they get to talking, people will come out and ask these questions. They want to know, has a man or a woman got aroused while they was getting this done? And if they do, what do you recommend or how do you handle that?
Yes, the men get aroused, but I just keep going on with my job.
Oh, Lord.
But I guess because I don't know why men do. I don't see how they could get aroused with something like that. Because I'm literally snatching their soul. But I don't know why they would get aroused.
Come on,
I have
no
idea.
They're crazy as hell.
But they do. But I, like I say, I pay it no mind, and I just keep going with my job.
Good report.
Just move it out the way and hold it over with the elbow.
That's it. And keep it moving.
We got any more professional questions for Shanita before she get out of here? Then we can get back to the unprofessional shit.
We thoroughly appreciate you coming on this show, Shanita.
Let Shanita.
We really
Shanita
do.
Got to get up in the morning. Let her go to bed.
We do appreciate you. This is gonna help somebody.
Kid, will you
listen to me?
Fuck up, kid.
It really is.
Trico,
I wish you were close to me. You would take it for advantage, wouldn't you?
I sure will. You don't even know, girl. I'd be caught up in there every fifth week. Hey, don't bother me at all. It's just, you know, when you get comfortable with somebody that you feel like
kind of like, it's almost like you get comfortable with your GYN. You don't want to be going to these different people every other week, and somebody do, and she do you right, you just become family almost, like, and you don't feel weird after a while. And these places here in Tampa, you know, you be hunting for the right person and be like, oh, no, that hurt real bad. I ain't going back to her. She's stupid. And then you go to another one, and she on plug, and, you know, you got to keep going on and on and on until you get the right person, and it sucks. So if I were anywhere near you, I'm telling you, Sunita, you would see the car parked out there every fifth week, put my put me on the schedule on the way out the door. I see you in 5 weeks, and if I have any situations before then, I'll be back. You do underarms too, right? So the underarms
I do
get done when I get that done.
Anywhere on the body.
Yeah. My leg, my eyebrows,
toes.
All
if you got
time.
You got it on your toes, I pull it off your toes.
Trigger, you're talking a little bit too much now, Trigger. Trigger, you're doing good. You're trying to take over the show now. She isn't showing right now. Hey,
okay,
hold on, Block. Hold
okay,
on, hold on, Block. Hold on, y'all. Hey, don't, guys. We still got to keep this professional. Come on, let somebody do. If a woman do you trim women just like you go to the barbershop and get your mustache trimmed? Do some women want to be trimmed? Or do they ever come in and just want to be trimmed, Shanice?
No. Cause like I say, and the more fuller it is, the better because you don't have to get any plucking. 9 times out of 10, if it's full, everything gonna come off in one snatch.
Right.
And I mean not one big snatch of wax, but like I do strips at a time. So basically, I just rather for all the hair to come up versus me going in tweezing, cause tweezing is kind of tweezing to me is worse than. Yeah, it's time consuming,
right,
but it's painful. Tweezing is a little bit worse than waxing.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Flop said he got a comment. Come on, Flop. What you got, Flop?
I just want to tell the young lady she explained her craft very well, and I'm going to just kind of equate it to what we know each other by racing. You go into a machine shop, and somebody going to explain the particulars of what they're going to do to your block or your engine. She explained things in depth and in detail to where, although some of it seemed painful or like I was being violated listening, she still went into great detail, and shit, it might be worth giving her a try. And I'm going to say also, Trika has some very, I guess, realistic questions too.
Yes.
So it was good to hear Trika coming with the questions, and she answered them, you know, fully to my understanding anyway. And I think she did a good job. So, and kid, you're a damn fool with that ice and hot.
The ad-libbing is just
see,
out of control.
That's what I was telling Trigger. Trigger was doing good. I didn't want her to overdo it. She almost got it out of hand on Twitter, but she was doing perfect. She was doing perfect with the questions, though. She was doing perfect with the questions. Hey, Shanita, they want to know, Shanita, they want to know what made you get into that type of business, Shanita?
It started with makeup, but I fell in love with the skincare part, so now I'm more... I like makeup, but I'm more into the skincare part than the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's like black people don't, white people are into their skin. We're not. We're more into fingernails and hair, which it should be the other way around because when people first see you, it's your face that they see.
Shanita, I have one more question. I'm sorry. I just thought about it when you said black people aren't into skincare. Like, do you do the face shaving too? You know how they do that face when they look like a shaver, but it's not really shaving. It's getting the skin, skin cells off. You do that as well?
You talking about dermaplaning with the razor?
Dermaplaning.
Well, it's
yes,
like a
ma'am. That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
it's called dermaplaning. Yeah, I do that too.
Okay.
You seen some good results?
Yeah, if you go on my page, I did a girl. It probably was this summer. She had a lot of hair on her face. I inbox it to you. But yeah, it's really good. Like you will see a whole different your complexion to change because it'll make your skin color change too. Like basically, you know how you might be darker, but when you shave all that hair off your face, you'll be a whole new person.
Not the Michael Jackson.
It's basically it. And that's also, and that dermaplaning is also another type of, it's exfoliation, but it's with a tool.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
They want to know, did you have to go to school or something to get a license, or do you have to have a license to do that?
Yes, you do. I am a licensed esthetician, and it took me almost a year.
Okay.
And it depends. I mean, you can get it done faster, but I guess it depends all in the area that you go to. The school that I chose, you could get done in 4 months, but I chose the year because I didn't want everything to be packed. I didn't want to have to cram everything in my brain at one time.
Good point, if that makes any sense.
So do you still do the makeup and stuff too?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I do everything, but I still do the makeup, but I just feel more in love with the skincare part.
Okay, talking about the skincare, since you done got into this and since you kind of know what's going on, do you make up your own lotions and stuff, or you just do you make up your own lotions or something because you know what works and what don't work? Do you mix them up or something?
The only thing I make of my own is my toner, but everything else I buy from a professional skincare line.
And I also service
kids under the age of 18, but those products are only plant based. They don't have like the retinol and stuff in them.
Well, anybody got any more questions? Any more questions for Shanita? Professional type questions. We're not getting nasty. We're just getting professional nasty. Anybody got any more questions? If you don't, like Flop said, Trickle Leak, you did a damn excellent job. So, Trickle, go ahead and camera later. I'm going to call you camera later because I don't do all that other stuff and get my balls. But
you know you gave me that name, dog.
I know. Shanita. Trickle, go ahead and excel out, Trickle. You did a great job, Trickle. Go ahead and excel out, Trickle. Go ahead.
Shanita, I just want to tell you, thanks again for coming on the show. Anybody that needs her, you tell them, Shanita, how to get in contact with you if they need any of your services.
Hold on, Trigger. We got a question. We got a question. They want to know, do you have any products for dark skin spots? Do you have any products for dark skin spots?
Yeah,
I do sell products for dark skin. It's called hyperpigmentation. But I do.
Okay. All right.
Good question.
Hey, Trigger,
so
go ahead and tell
Shanita,
Kid to shut the fuck up, please.
Can you please be quiet, my time clock? Can you please be quiet, my alarm? Anyway, Shanita, if you want to give us your information on how to get in contact with you, where can we go to book you, if we need a consultation, give us everything it is about you, and then send it to me in my inbox because some people will circle back and ask me again, and I want to be able to give them what they need, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And thank you again for coming on the show. We thoroughly appreciate you, and this will help maybe 10 to 15 people today, but it will help hundreds in the end. I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're welcome. But I do encourage my black men to get out and get facials.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Why is that, Shanita? Why is that, though? Why is that? Why?
Because it helps. It's anti-aging. It helps for dark marks, like I was telling you. It really hits on the things like, say, for instance, if you have, like, the person was asking for the hyperpigmentation. If you come on a consistent basis and come in like you're supposed to, you will see results within 2 months. Like I say, we do not, as black people, we do not take care of our skin. Just because we black, we supposed to use sunscreen. At least an SPF of 35.
Okay.
At least.
Daily. I'll see you in Monster on the 30th. I'll see you in Monster on the 30th. Goddamn.
You should be booking you a facial appointment, dog, before the
30th.
I'm goddamn old he gonna get one of them anyway, Shanita.
if he happened to come in your area and you have a slot for him to get a facial, I'm gonna pay for it. So I want to
remove it. He is not allowed in Chadbourne.
That will work, Trika. That will work.
I got you. Don't worry. If he ever want to go and he call you on the back line or something and say this the day and time, just let me know and I got it.
Okay. Yeah. No problem.
Tell Vita I said hello.
That's Kid, though. They know your family. Tell Vita to set her fat ass down before I slap her.
Oh, man.
I'll make sure I pass that along, though.
Right on.
All right, y'all have a good evening. It was nice talking to y'all.
All right, thank you.
See you
later.
Don't forget to send me that information.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
All right, girl. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right, appreciate you, baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Damn, Tricky, you did a goddamn good job. But like I said, you got a
I'm training
you though. You almost start trying to take over. So you don't never take over. If you got a guest, you let the guest take over. You almost went a little too far, but you did an excellent motherfucking job. But now let's get back to the unprofessional shit. Trigger, you that Dr. Trigger?
Shit.
Let me talk to Dr.
I'm right here.
Oh shit.
Trigger, now what do you say about some women like to keep their bush? And then some people say that's not sanitary and it creates more stink. What's your take on that? Tell me how can you do that? Tell me about that. Talk to me about that.
So I'm gonna tell you one time. This guy came in and he had like cuts on the tip of his penis. Like slits.
Dang, I don't want to know about no shit like that.
No, I'm telling you. Let me tell you. And he said it was because the girl he was with had a lot of bush and it was cutting him up. But he got into something else and caused infection. So he was having an irritation on his penis because of that. So I'm never going to be one to encourage a big bush because of adverse reactions. It caused her, it caused the man, and it's just a lot to do with that.
Should have used a condom.
The only way I would say is they can have that big old bush, and they got to find a way to lay it down on the sides. And who's going to do all that for them? You know?
Now, I ain't saying it got to be a bush. I'm talking about from a hygiene point of view. When people say it causes more stink, that's what I'm talking about.
So it does hold urine. Like you cannot wipe it all off with a dry tissue. You can't wipe that all off. And when you sweating, it gets sweaty, and you know under your arms if you sweat and you don't put on deodorant, what it smell like. Tell
same
you how
thing,
my grandma used to
thing.
Tell me where there is hair, there is funk. She always said that.
Same
so.
Thing. She told you right.
So yeah. So I encourage women to kind of, if you're not gonna take it all off, at least take it to the point where it's not hanging from the skin.
Victoria's
Secret.
I'm gonna tell you the truth, man. I love a bush. Fuck that bald head shit. I love a
not
bush.
The
not bald head, dog.
Not the afro, dog.
I don't like. I don't give a. The motherfucker can have a goddamn it a prince. They can have a prince or a goddamn it a Cat Williams if they want. The more the better.
You ain't never been cut,
it.
Then. You ain't never been
the
cut.
Afro.
If the motherfucker get that shit wet enough and you open them lips up right, you ain't going to get cut. The damn hair ain't going in the pussy.
That's where the condom come in at, Trigger.
Well, you use a condom on your head. Once you use a condom on your head and shut the fuck up, kid.
Oh, okay.
Now, Trigger, if a woman is lubricated enough and she open her lips right, you don't get cut on that shit. At least I don't think so.
It's
going to
lay down.
Let me see what my baby talking about. Let me see what my baby talking about.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, see now. I might have a girlfriend back.
That's Victoria's Secret.
Fuck Victoria. Victoria's Secret, goddamn, ain't got no ass. Y'all didn't know that. The bitch ain't got no ass.
The bitch a boy. They ain't know that either.
Yeah. But it is what it is. That was a nice subject that a lot of motherfuckers over here listening to and shame and say something. And they be want to ask these goddamn questions and shame to ask them, and they don't realize that's why some people marriages don't go as good as they should go because they shame to talk about shit they didn't want to talk about. Just
right.
Like, getting back to this sex part now, Trigger. And I know people are gonna say it's nasty, but it's real though. Sex is real. A motherfucker, I done had a couple few people that said they didn't want pussy. Now. Trigger, I don't know about all women. All women might not like them, but the majority of women I know or talk to, they say they like oral sex. So if their husband or their boyfriend don't do oral sex to them and they like it, what's going to happen in that situation?
Well, they're going to learn to not like it. If they like, I mean, it depends. Like, so say you with this guy and he do it and you like it and you say, oh, I like that because, you know, you've had it in the past. That's what you like. But he's lacking somewhere else, so you like that a little bit more because the other one ain't hitting on nothing. Then you might run into a man that's knocking you through the bed, baby, and not without the oral part, and you like that too. So you got to weigh the good with the bad. Like, what you like more? Do you really want that more, or you like being knocked through the bed? That's what you got to line it up to.
The reason I asked the question.
What's being that?
You a kid. Fuck a kid. Fuck, we don't need no motherfuckers kid on here. God damn, man. You going to go with the program, go with the program. Now, you want to fuck skin, you go fuck skin. But, Trigger, if we talking to Dr. Trigger right now, you son of a bitch, your ass don't get no pussy no way, kid. So I don't know what the hell you keep. But anyway, hey, Trigger, the reason I asked that question,
yeah.
I really, technically now, as many women as I know and as many women as I talk to, I ain't never yet had no woman say she didn't like nobody to go down with her. I ain't had no woman to do that, man. So if you got men out there that's married and they say they don't eat pussy, talk to me now about that now. Because from what I understand, you know, whether you got some good dick or not, women like that, they like that tongue too or whatever you do.
Oh, man,
so,
not the tongue action.
So, dog, let me say this. If they marry and they say what they don't do, but the person they married to say they like that, what their husband don't do, they getting it.
I got a close friend of mine that just texted me. Said he don't eat pussy, but he be tearing that pussy up. But I'm still saying, don't his woman maybe be thinking about, she like oral sex too, though. Because he probably let me finish the question, doctor. Can I finish the fucking question, doctor? I'm quite sure he probably likes his dick up. Maybe she don't like sucking dick, but maybe she sucks dick because that's what she know he like. Well, she probably like her pussy, eh? And he ain't eating no pussy. So, Trigger, talk to me because I know what I'm talking about. I don't want to say it. Though. I don't want to just say it, but I'm trying to say it.
They got the dog. You got the – now, I don't know how people stay married and they like things and can't have it. I don't know how you do that. If you don't just settle when you there's things that you like to pleasure you, you gotta have it. And if you don't get it at home, I hope you don't be a cheater. But if you are, that's probably why. Or you sneaking out, or if she ain't doing it, he ain't doing it, and now one of them doing it to each other, they both lacking, and you don't like to lack. If you're gonna do it, you got to do it right. Don't lack. So the life of their sexual isn't happy. Their sex life is not a happy life. It's not happy. If they both like things, that's not happening. They not enjoying it. They're not enjoying each other because they're not exploring each other. They're not giving each other what the other person wants. So it's not somebody ain't enjoying it. I don't care. Like, you can be beating it up and this and that. You can do it all that, but there's levels to this. So you don't want to be beat up all the time. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be kicked through the bed all the time. Sometimes you want some soft loving and some ease in there and all this and that. You want all the good stuff sometimes too. And the good stuff sometimes could be oral, could be different things. So you have to figure out when is important and when it ain't. Sometimes the good quickie okay, and sometimes you got to go all the way for the gusto. Like, how do y'all, like, you know, how you make up when you're mad and all this and that, hoofing the, you know what, like, how y'all, what to do? You know, just do the same thing you've been doing? Like, no. Yeah, no.
Well,
gotta find a way to make it work.
You know, Trigger, I don't have some women say, ooh, shit, I ain't never had nobody do it to be like that. It's different levels now. Is it certain spots you need to hit, a certain way you're supposed to do it? What's up? Explain the different oral sections where some women say they
you
do
got
so much
you
better
got,
than
so some women. Yeah, some women you have to teach. So men don't share the same reproductive system as women. So they don't automatically know what to do. So if you and him growing together and he ain't doing it right, there's videos, there's something that has happened to you in the past, there's a feeling you've had before, you want to feel it again, so you have to teach him what to do and how to do it and how much of it you want to get it done right. If you get, if I just meet you and this has never happened to me before, that means that it's something that I've been missing, but I never knew I was missing it until I ran into you.
Beautiful. Okay. Now, Trigger, this is the dirty part. This is the dirty part. I wasn't gonna ask this question, but I done got three guys there in Texas.
Oh shit!
Hey, somebody got some noise. Somebody got some noise. Y'all put you got noise. Trigger, I already know we've been talking about it before on a prior show way back. And I know your thoughts and feelings on that. I know what you're gonna say. But now in this day and age, a lot of motherfuckers are talking about eating ass now. What's the status on eating ass?
I still clear that. I just still clear
I know you
that.
Do. I know you do. Hold up. Let me make a disclaimer. Dre, this is my show. If you don't like what the fuck I'm talking about, bitch ass nigga, get the fuck off the show. I can talk
Damn.
About on my show any fucking thing I want to talk about. I hate a bitch that's coming telling me this is a racist show. How the fuck? You don't pay for this show, you bitch-made-ass nigga. You don't tell me this motherfucking racist show. This a motherfucking... Shut the fuck
Texas
up, kid. I'm a kid. Leave it all right because I'm pissed off now. I hate for a bitch-ass nigga to tell me about what my show is for. I pay for this motherfucker, and it's for whatever the fuck I want to talk about if a bitch want to talk about it. If you don't want to hear it, get your bitch-made-ass off here, punk-made-ass nigga. Come on, Trick. I'm sorry. Hate for a motherfucker to try to tell me how to run my show.
So, dog, I see racing, nigga.
The nigga that made me mad, kid. The nigga don't come on, stick to racing. Bitch, you ain't doing no racing, you ugly, pumped up arm, hypodermic needles shooting motherfucker.
Lord.
Come on, stick to racing. You ain't doing no racing, you bitch made ass nigga.
Oh, man.
Dog said hypodermic needles.
Go ahead.
So, dog, I've seen a lot of people that start that are moved into that too, into that realm of eating butt.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
If you really want to talk about something not sanitary, that would be something I would say is not sanitary. But to
mm-hmm.
each his own. And if the people that do it, I hope you never get a tooth, a rip in your mouth, or cut in your mouth, or something where you get some bacteria from the Buddha hole in your mouth. But
mm-hmm.
some people like
mm-hmm.
it. Some people say it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a friend that actually, like, thinks she needed it. She needed it in her
mm-hmm.
life. She needed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I try to talk to her about it, ask her what is it
mm-hmm.
that's so good about it, because I can't understand. You can't make
okay,
me understand.
Trigger, I understand. I know how you felt about it, because you done told us a long time ago about the germs and all that. But, Trika, it's a lot of women, and I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of women like to be
yeah,
screwed in the booty. What's up with that screwed in the booty thing?
Oh, man. Find
your
gold mules.
What's the attraction of being screwed in the booty?
I don't know that. I don't know about that either, dog, because after you do that for – after you do that for a while, you don't have muscles to hold your diarrhea or something. You have nothing to grip because that never comes – that's not to be – toy with
Tamper
because
with.
Once you lose those muscles, you're done. And
Trigger,
you're chipping it all the time.
Now, Trigger, I'm gonna say this here. Ever since I first known how to start fucking and shit, women have either wanted me to or told me to, or I used to just automatically do it, stick my finger up their ass when I'm fucking or sometime, and they'd be loving that shit. So that's what I said. What's the allure to fucking in the ass or sticking your finger up their ass and shit? Yeah. I'm serious. I ain't trying to be funny, huh?
I don't know. I got a friend that say they can't finish until they get that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how they do it. That's one thing for me. I have not experienced and not looking forward to experiencing it.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember there was a song.
That's a nasty motherfucker. You a nasty motherfucker, boy. I got some motherfucking nasty motherfuckers on
here. What'd he say, dog?
I ain't going to say what he said. This motherfucker, that 346, goddammit, that 050450, that's a nasty motherfucker. You a nasty motherfucker. This motherfucker is a pervert, boy.
Trika.
See now, hey kid, I was just aside doing everybody. All these questions ain't coming from me. Trust me, guys, I'm getting these texts, man, and I just rephrased the questions into something that how they want to do
we understand that.
I got one text me just not say I need some anal ease. It'll feel better if I put anal ease on there.
Trico.
Yeah, kid.
What if they're too large and go back there?
That's what I'm talking about, kid. And then, kid, I had this other girl. I know this other girl. She had a little show about it on her. She said, if you're going to do it enema first. Do an enema and then clean it all out so you don't get no dookie on your penis. Man, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a lot to me. That is a lot. You hear me?
Yeah. Hey, hold up, kid. Don't say that, kid, because this is another serious question. I mean, Trigger, you know, some women, and I know that we'd always spoke with you, some women don't be lubricated enough where you can get in there. And then some women don't want you to put no spit on there. Some women say, hey, don't put that shit down there. What's the deal on if a woman ain't really lubricated enough and you need to put some lubrication down there? What should you use beside KY jelly? Everybody know about KY jelly.
Some more foreplay. Some more foreplay. Some more foreplay. Some more arousal. Arousal some more. Some women, you know, some women really have issues with that because some women have to have a partial hysterectomy. Some women have to have their ovaries removed. Some women go through hormonal changes where they losing it. And it's all you need is a little bit more arousal because it's going to come. You just got to – sometimes some women take longer to crank up, you know. So that's what you kind of got to get used to that too. You can't just jump in there and be like, oh, now you ready, she ready. You got to be careful with that because she ain't always ready when you ready. Just like when she ready, you ain't always ready.
All right. So, well, Trigger, we always laugh. We always laugh at the nigga with the little dick. They always claim the nigga dick little. But what about them niggas with them big old mule dicks? Or maybe he don't. I'm just trying to make it funny. But what about a guy that's kind of enlarged and the woman is not? And then how you work with that? When you know she got a small vagina and you might have a bigger penis. How you work with that? What you do with that?
So, this lady I know, let me tell you about this lady I know. She went to visit this man in Virginia recently, too. And she said that he was almost like a horse. She couldn't do nothing with him. She come back home and she ain't talked to him since.
Okay, we don't want to. We heard the story. What can you do if say I'm married, and I'm larger than I'm a little larger, and my wife it's just too large, but you got to stay with the motherfucker. So how you gonna work that out?
Well, let me tell you this though, dog. If you married to him and you with him, you knew he had it for a long time, but so eventually. I mean, like eventually it fits.
I know I over asked the question. I know eventually it'll grow to fit it, and you can make it work. But okay, what I'm saying is, what if you just in a new relationship or something, and you're a little bit larger, and she can't take it,
you got to be patient, dog. You got to be patient, and little bit by little bit, like you know how
you're
young. And you get in front of you see new with it, and you saying let me just put it in a little bit because it's hurting.
Inch at a time.
So a centimeter at a time.
Well, the niggas tell that, you know that, like you said now, Trigger, the niggas gonna tell just let me put it in for a little bit. Well, you know a little bit is the head. The head the biggest part. Once you get the head, you ain't gotta worry about the rest of the shit. The head the biggest part.
Well, because if they put that too big too soon, it could cause a little rip. And once you get that little rip, it's very painful.
Oh, it's painful.
Walls get hurt. Walls get ruptured.
So Trigger, so when you're doing that,
you
a woman just it's automatic. It's automatic that a woman draw up or she tighten up. Don't that make it worse when you draw up and tighten up when something like that happens? Don't that make it worse to get in because your muscles ain't relaxed?
Yeah, it make worse, but you got to find a way to make her feel relaxed. That's the whole point. So.
Motherfucker, when they see that anaconda, when they see that goddamn anaconda, they say,
man, not the anaconda. Not the anaconda.
For real.
The jaws of life.
And let me tell you, I'm gonna tell you this too. When Sunita said, when she be doing the wax on the men and they pee, do all it do, It ain't because it's feeling good. It's just a natural reaction. Like men just have
Yep, I got my stepson said, God damn, you touch it, it's gonna get hard. He can't help it. He said he's gonna get
yeah,
hard.
Some men
you
just like that.
If a woman touch my shit, it's gonna get hard.
Yeah.
So yeah.
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 Yeah. Especially
if she's a decent looking woman or something, you know, shit. I mean, human nature gonna make you dick. I mean, shit. I mean, what you gonna do?
Well, men like the scenery too. Men like the little ambiance. They like that kind of stuff too. So they already be. She already have like the little scented. Maybe have a diffuser or something in there. Cause she worked for herself. So it's not like she got a whole slew of people that's got to be in and out of there. She got her private business. So most people in private businesses, they already had a little diffuser going. It smells good in there. It's serene. It's a little darker than what it normally is, or it could be lighter than what it is, but she makes it comfortable for you to come in there and put your knees to your chest as a man. That ain't something you want to normally, naturally do.
Back when I was growing up, Trigger, if you was black and you said you ate pussy, they'd say, ooh, you a nasty motherfucker. But nowadays, you know, it's a common thing now to say you eat pussy. But why is it so many women say they don't suck no dick and you know damn well they suck dick? Why is it so hard for a woman to say she don't suck dick when she knows she do?
Well, dog, to put it as general as I can, that ain't something women like to walk around and expose. See, men take pride in that shit. Like, men think they can tell everybody. They walk around here eating up all the pussies and shit. Women don't care to be, you know, talking about stuff like that. Like, oh, child, guess what? I sucked your dick last night. Like, that's not something to be prideful of. When you really look at the great grand scheme of things. So I don't. If I stand up and tell you, yeah, I do, but because I've been with my husband for so long, I don't even have to say yes or no. Because if it's something he likes and I ain't doing, you know, it's going to happen somehow.
Okay. All right. That's good report. All right. Well, then, Keith, if you ain't got no questions or somebody, y'all ain't got no more questions, we can get ready to talk about some racing or somebody can talk about some racing because I asked that at first and nobody want to do it. So to me, we had a good sex class. It was a little funny, it was a little nasty, but all of it was legitimate shit, though. It wasn't just nasty. Those are some questions that a lot of motherfuckers on here is taking notes of because they want to know. I'm getting texts from motherfuckers. I ain't going to tell who it is, but I'm getting texts from motherfuckers that they learned something from this shit.
Yeah, somebody just texted me and say a woman would be torn down in the public eye if they walk around talk about how much they like to do fellatio. That's what my cousin used to call fellatio on a man rather than a man saying it. And somebody else came to me and say a man talk about eating up the coochie because they don't know what they're doing in the other department. So
that's
two different
texts from
two different people.
Yeah, Trigger, like I said, the questions from you, I be wanting you to kind of ask them generally if you know about it. But, you know, like I said, some of it might pertain to you. I don't know. It ain't like I'm trying to tell you about your home life. But, Trigger, they said, they asked you the question, so I don't know how you can answer. They said, what do you consider good sex? So answer, if you can, as broad as you can. But, you know, they said, what do you consider good sex?
So I don't know if men are aware that women are like Ricky would say all the time, emotional creatures or unstable creatures. If you come in contact with a woman that like to have a one night stand and don't give a damn about you, she's probably never experienced a real good sexual encounter. I'm going to say that. So women who, like men that women are into them, they always have good sex because she's into him. Like emotionally tied to him. If I'm emotionally tied to you, it's always going to be good to me because I always want you on me and under me and into me and around me. So if your relationship bad and you feel like your sex was bad, either you ain't emotionally tied to her or she ain't emotionally tied to you, but somewhere there's a disconnect. Ain't no good and bad way to say it. It's about how you like the connection between the two people.
Well, Trigger, you know me. I'm rusty on a lot of shit. I mean, I'm
right.
good at what I do, but I'm rusty on a lot of shit. What I mean by that is that lovey-dovey shit. I have had several women that tell me, and quite a few women tell me, after they get through having sex, they want to be held. What's that want to be held shit? Is that, what is that all about? What is that all about?
I have no idea because I don't. Ricky laughs at me every time. mm-hmm. No. Go that way. No. Mm-hmm. No. Cause, and you know me and him talk about it. I'm gonna tell you the words he put it in. Like, once you finish, you be like, ew, that was disgusting. Because you.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So people that want to be held, they probably didn't finish. They probably just did a little extra. I don't know. Cause I'd be like, yuck.
Yeah.
You know.
That would I'd be want to get up and I'd be going to get up and wipe off and all that shit because I'd be saying,
yeah.
I said it go both ways. Okay, so I said so it go both ways. So I ain't the only pervert out there. I ain't the only pervert out there.
Oh man,
yeah, we talk about it a lot. It'd be funny.
Hmm.
Like, ew.
Well, Trigger, let me ask you another question, man. I'm a man now, and I don't know where they get this bullshit from. I might be a man that ain't no real. Where they get this shit from, they think squeezing my damn nipples on my nipples, they make me feel good. That shit be hurting. Don't be squeezing my motherfucking nipples. That shit hurt. Talk to me. What excited?
I don't
know. I
know
you're a woman,
anyway,
so I don't know if you can answer that, though. I know you ain't no man, but they bitch be squeezing my. Don't be. That shit be hurting, man. Fuck you squeezing me for?
I don't know if women think that men feel the same feelings we feel. So that's why they do it to you to see if I don't know if they think that you get the same feeling that she get when hers getting squeezed.
Hell no.
I don't know. So but you have to that's a part of being connected to somebody, dog. So if you got your girl and she doing that to you, you gotta tell her like I don't like that. I don't like the way it make me feel. Like if you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That shit make me feel like I want to stop the whole operation right now because I'm trying to figure out what you think you're doing. Like I'm not a girl. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like you think you with a girl or what? You know?
Yeah.
So those are conversations that just have to happen. Like maybe if you don't say it right then in the moment, but you tell her afterwards. Like look, that's something I don't do that.
So Trigger, what's your thought on some women? They be having sex and making love or whatever you want to call it. And they want to fucking talk and do this and all this shit. Well, what you think about all this talking? The reason I asked that question, the older you get, see me, you start talking to me the wrong way and saying the wrong shit, you fuck my concentration up, my dick gonna fall. So I can shut the fuck up and then...
See, dog, that was a gift message to these young women. These new age women like to talk to their men. I don't want to
shut their... Fuck up. You're fucking my concentration up. My dick done get stuff.
But see, dog, there you go again. Maybe she was with a man that liked her talking to him. Some men love to be talked to and talk to crazy and tell them how to do it and what to do with it and cuss them out. And then you get other men that don't want to hear all that shit. So if you one of them men, that's you got to have that conversation. Don't be doing this goddamn talking in here. Now let's get in here.
Right.
Do what we can't do. It's going about our business. You can moan a little bit and all that, but don't do all that goddamn talking.
I'm going to tell you again. Now, I done had some women back in the past. I done had some women. I got the goddamn one leg on each shoulder, goddamn. I got a goddamn in the book. I'm throwing all I can throw to it. And this bitch going to tell me, give me more. Where the fuck am I getting from? I'm getting you all I got. My nuts.
Oh, man.
Where the fuck am I getting from? Where am I getting from?
Reach back. Got to reach back in the left field.
Dog, that's just a term. That's just a term for you to keep going.
Oh, it be fucking me up, though. It fucks me up, though. Talking about give me more. Bitch, I ain't got no more.
That's a term for you to continue. Don't like
Hey, I ain't saying nothing about this here. I got a woman just text me saying he be talking like a motherfucker. I ain't talking about the man talking. I'm talking about the damn woman. Oh yeah, Trigger. They want to know why do some women like to be choked? You right now? I done heard that quite a bit too.
Oh man.
Oh,
you know,
kid, you on the show, you can ask your own fucking question, kid. I ain't asking that goddamn question. Trigger, what it is with this woman talking about she want to be choked? I done had quite a few women say that shit, too, now. I done had quite a few.
Oh, man. not the sexual
some
abuse.
Just, some women just like to be, feel like they about to get on the edge of death. That shit, like, because if you really think about it.
Do that red, like hey, you, I do like Red Fox said. Red Fox said, he looked at me and said, hey, fuck me and hurt me. Red Fox said, he fucking shit out of me, hit us out here with a brick.
Yeah.
He just out here with a brick. Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, go ask that question. Now, Trigger. Kid sent me this. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell on Kid, bitch ass, because he's on the show and won't even ask the question. He said, "What happened if do a man care if a woman stick her finger up his ass?"
See, now we don't told you I don't stay away from that type of shit.
I don't indulge in that type of behavior.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. I'm gonna tell you. Now, this happened to me. What you just said about the choking with the neck.
Oh, man, not the Joe Simon choking kind.
They happened to me. They happened to me. Under my reason. The chick say, I like to be choked. And
now,
I like
hold
to
up,
be
Ben. You married,
rough.
Ben. Hold up, Ben. You married, Ben.
Well, I tried something, man. I didn't know I got trial and tribulation. I'm a man.
Uh-huh.
Hey, look, you don't be trying to expose me, man. And it happened.
All right, Ben. I'm sorry, Ben.
She said, I like to be choked. Then she said, I like my hair to be pulled. She said, I like it raw. Like, then I was jacked up. I ain't know what to do.
It's
weird, man. I'm like, man, what the lady are talking about?
I got a question I want to ask you, piggybacking off of what Ben just said. Now, I think white women like to be choked and hair pulled and shit more than black women.
Well, I don't have, I don't know.
Well, she was white, but, man.
She was white, Ben?
I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, man, I don't know what to, I ain't know what to do. But I ain't never done like choking somebody, man. Nah, man, I'm jacked up.
I done seen where a man choke a woman. They having intercourse, and he choke her, and he damn near crushed her whole esophagus.
Yeah, you ain't lying, because he be getting that nothing. He might, goddamn it. Trick, I'm finna read a text I got. I'm finna read it.
He get excited.
I'm finna read a text. I'm finna read a text I got. It came verbatim. He said, dog, Trick might be your daughter. Y'all are just alike.
Oh, man.
That's crazy. That's funny. But it's hey, you just got to be. You got to be open and honest and truthful, and you got to be ready to deal with it.
Believe it or not, now some people might frown on this and shit, but y'all believe it or not, this shit happened to some people. Now y'all say what the fuck you want now. Even Ken, his sly ass, he was scared to ask the question, but he wanted to know. But his ass was scared to ask the goddamn question. I'm gonna bust kid ass out because he talks so goddamn much, and he's scared to ask the goddamn question. He gonna take me the motherfucking question. I'm gonna tell him. I told him his ass.
See, dog, you might be able to find you a dude. You might be able to find you a dude on your show that may not be afraid of his sexuality and don't mind asking those kind of questions. But they have to be 100% completely in tune with who they are. See, a lot of men, there's certain things they like behind closed doors, and they're going to get on the show.
You know what I'm saying? Like the first day, y'all are, bitch, and I touch my ass. You better not put you in the look. I mean, if I'm married to a motherfucker, I hate to say it like this, but I'm trying to help somebody. If your lady likes to play in your ass, you better let her play in that ass, because if she don't play in your ass, she's going to play in somebody's ass.
Somebody. Good point.
Nah, she ain't, I don't know. It's just the comfort level,
Trigger,
with yourself and who you are.
Trust me, Trigger, women and men are people, creatures. Now, we just more dumber without a girl. If it's something you fucking like and you ain't getting it at home, you're going to find some way to get it in. Why you think the prostitutes make so much money? Why you think prostitutes make so much money?
$40 holler.
Yeah, because he'll go out there, and some men like to have their ass spanked and stepped on and all types of crazy stuff. So, and then they'll get up in the morning and go act like they the hardest thing walked the earth. I just stepped on your ass.
That's what it is, Trigger. I'm glad you said that. I said that the other night. Trigger, I asked the question the other night. You weren't on. I asked the question the other night. I asked the men. I said, would you? I asked the man. I said, would you suck a dick for $40 million? Ain't nobody come on here and said number one man. I said, I'll suck the motherfucking dick, kiss him in the motherfucking mouth and anything else for $400 million. You kiss my ass, I would suck his dick in public. So, I'm sorry. So, Trigger, you got a lot of them bitches out there sucking dick for free, getting fucked in their ass and everything, like you said. And why y'all feel like they're the toughest, like they're the toughest motherfucker in the world?
Yeah, yeah, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised, dog.
You goddamn right.
You'd be surprised.
We got motherfuckers.
We got
motherfuckers sitting at home right now, listening to this shit here, probably in the bathroom with a goddamn some Vaseline right now, jacking off.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, but like Trigger said, you got to be in tune with your sexuality and know what you is, and ain't shame to say it. And see, I'm one of them type of motherfuckers. For $400 million, dollars, like, shit. Like I said, I might even kiss that motherfucker.
So, dog, if you get them in a room with the man and the $400 million, you know, they might have to kiss you at first, but they're going to end up, you know.
Go out to the courthouse. I'm going to give you 30 minutes to draw a crowd. I don't give a fuck. Go to Times Square. I'm going to give you 30 minutes to draw a crowd. Give me them $400 million. I'm going to suck the hell out of that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
God damn it. For $400 million.
Not the Bernie Mac.
Shit. $400 million. Kiss my ass.
So, dog, you know that, like that thing with the Hollywood shit. A lot of people say they do that to get promotions and to get more money for their shows and shit, man. That be the rule.
Like you said.
Like you got to do things
like
with boys with boys.
Cricket. You see them movies on TVs where them old shitty hotels and shit, they got cameras and shit in it. When I was running my whole house, we had cameras in there. Just like you said, niggas doing that dick won't even get hard. They licking ass. They sucking titties. They sucking everything and walk out the damn the room like they the baddest motherfuckers in the world. I said, you big motherfucker. And I just seen your bitch ass. Couldn't even get your dick hard. You talking about you done went in there and killed some pussy. You ain't did a goddamn thing.
Yeah. Went in there and rubbed it. Rubbed on you some titties.
Yeah. Nigga dick won't even get hard.
But you got to be 100% with secure. When you secure with who you are, you don't be caring about no type of shit like that.
Goddamn right, shit. Like I said, much shit that I talk, boy, we used to be over in Germany and shit, and when they be having them shows and shit over there at the club and shit, they pull a motherfucker up on stage and shit, and they let you get, you know, you get nasty and shit. Instead of my dick getting hard, I was so nervous, my dick drawed up. You talking about? My dick drawed up, shit.
You got so nervous, dog, it went to your stomach.
Yeah. Now, that's somebody just texted me. They said, would you suck it for $1 million? I hate to say it. In my position, in my lifestyle right now, I'll suck that bitch for $1 million, too.
Ricky, what them women y'all call in Korea that used to be like prostitutes on the corner?
Ajima. That was Ajima and them. Them women in Korea, they was prostitutes.
Ajima.
You know,
Drakey girl.
Ajima's and shit. Yeah.
When I was over there, we didn't
have to pay for $5 when I was over there. At the time I was there,
how much you paid, Flag? How much was it each one time?
Shit, I've been paying for $5. Shit, Flag was in Korea.
It went up a little bit, dog. It went up a little bit.
Yeah, no.
So
when
we
I was
can
over
say
there,
it depends. We can say it depends. The ones in the alley or the ones in the what, baby? Brothel.
We didn't go to the brothel. We went to the houses. Ask Ricky. At the end of the month, I don't know when Rick was over there, but the year I was over there, at the end of the month, you can go down there with the most fake-ass rings we had on, canned goods for foods and everything. We used to get them for that and everything.
How many,
babe? At the end of the
Ricky
month.
Ricky said $5 to your butt.
Everything got the commissary ticket.
I heard him say it. That's right, $5. Now, for $40, you can get the bitch for that whole month. They'll iron and take care of your
Ricky
clothes,
said,
iron your shoes, and do everything.
For $40, you can probably get them for the whole month.
Yeah, shine your shoes.
He said, "Oh yeah, you good. You can get a."
I know. I'm telling you what I know. I was over there.
Yeah,
I know.
Hey, dog, we used to have them to come in our room and clean our room and our dorm. And they know
they
come clean
up
things
like
that in the room, and leave little stuff on the bed.
And they'll steal you. They'll steal your blue jeans now. That's one thing they'll do. They'll steal your blue jeans. They love blue jeans. They'll steal your blue jeans now.
Wow.
But they are iron and starch. They are iron and starch your uniform, shine your boots, and do every fucking thing. And when we was living in the barracks, we just gave them $10 a month. It wasn't but $10 a month. But you can go down in the hooch and live with them bitches for $40 a month, get all the pussy you want, take care of you and everything for $40 a month.
So, Ricky, in the brothels, what's the price was in the brothels?
Oh, man, not the Vietnamese
brothels. I didn't go to
the
brothels. I don't know. So I don't know what the brothels were, but it couldn't have been much more than the damn street, motherfuckers.
Ricky
said
you go to the brothel, they'll feed the grapes and all type of shit. They go down in there, man.
Grapes and cheese and all that shit. Yeah.
Wash up and all that. Give you a bath in the tub.
Well, see, that's what they be trying to rob your
Korean
ass up, Trigger. They get you to pull off all your goddamn clothes. They be robbing you, motherfucker.
They
try
to rob you down there doing that flag.
Yeah, yeah.
In the brothel.
Yeah.
He never had that problem. He was always getting his wet.
The Viet Commissions.
They're trying to see what the left going to flow.
He said, but they love black men.
Yeah.
Lot of them just like the German women now. If they seen a black man with a big dick, then no, number 10 GI, no,
they sometimes they see a black man with a big dick, they be like, no.
Number 10. Look here. Ask Rick about, do you know about when they say that number 10 GI? Number 10 GI, you wasn't finna get no pussy. Number 10 GI.
Oh, man. Wait, man, Rick, Dawg say, what's the number 10 GI?
Yeah, when they say that number 10 GI, you ain't finna get no pussy. You the bad man.
He said they be all in there lined up. Rick said, not Rick. They all be in there in the line, and you come in there.
Yeah, you pick the one you want, and you pick the one you want.
Okay.
Oh, man.
They,
not the fruit stand.
Wait a minute, dog. I'm trying to hit this. You be five rows of women. Okay, five or six rows of women, and what?
The lady who's been charged. Hold up. You mean to tell me Ricky was over there fucking too?
Hold up. Oh, man.
Yeah, Ricky was over there fucking too.
Yeah, fucking. Left and right. One time, bitch had to put Vaseline on her. She had been fucking all night and got by the time she got to him.
The
Vietnamese. The Korean women. He said, you pick who you want as a man.
As the man you want to
That's just like if you go to Germany or Amsterdam, and Amsterdam is just like the mall. They got, you know, stores of houses, and the higher you go up, the more you pay.
That's Europe.
Oh,
Europe,
man.
Like that.
Yeah, that's Europe. I said Germany
and Amsterdam,
yeah.
You go down to goddamn Frankfurt, you go down to goddamn Manhattan and all that shit, man.
The higher you go, the more you're going to pay. Y'all agree.
Yeah. The higher you go, the more you pay. That's right, yeah.
Ho Chi Minh.
But Ricky,
Ricky say you go in there, you pick one, and if your dick your heart is too big, she gonna call her friend, and both of them be in there looking at you.
Oh, man.
They both be saying, oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Me no can
Ricky,
handle.
Ricky, you ain't never go in there and get scared, get drawn up. Like Dawg say, he go in there like he supposed to get ready to do something.
That was when they called me on the stage. You know, they had them damn striptease on at the clubs and shit. They called me up on stage. They pulled my ass up on that stage. That's what I did. Shit. Nigga talking about this.
Oh, Ricky said they make you feel good. You see, Ricky said he used to pregame, go in the gym, and gym makes you go longer. But he used to go, and they'll start bathing you and feeding you and giving you drinks.
Oh,
and,
man.
And they had that old goddamn shit about it. About the Korean women and the Vietnamese women talking about their pussy was sideways. They didn't no pussy. They had that little hump on that motherfucker, though. They had that little hump. You fuck around there and hit that hump too much.
Oh,
you,
man, not the pussy tank.
Yeah, they had that hump there. They had that goddamn hump.
They had a hump.
It a kid, dog.
Yeah, that little hump there. Yeah.
That hump be well, dog.
That bone
right in front of their pussy. Right in front of their pussy.
So the Koreans had a hump in front of their coochie?
Vietnamese.
Ricky say some of them coochie be high, the coochie be low, your coochie be meaty, the coochie be thin. It just depends. It's women in general to him. Big titties, little titties, big nipples, little nipples, big areola, little areola.
They don't get no wax job.
Hey, the funniest thing I seen was a fat Chinese woman. Now that's the funniest shit I've ever seen. Was a fat Chinese woman.
Not the fat Chinese woman, dog.
Cause them motherfuckers live, man. All them motherfuckers be live. Go win, women, queen. What to make your neck quick?
That bone in, like you talking about that bone sitting on top of it?
Hey, Trigger. Now, you see how when you start talking about that shit, everybody started coming out of the woodwork. Now talk about it.
Yeah, but me and Ricky talk about this shit all the time. He have a time, baby. That joker have a time with his life. You hear me? Ain't no regret.
Ricky was big old. Trust me. They probably was scared of Ricky big ass. That big old tall motherfucker. They should have been scared of his big ass.
They used to love Ricky because he was so big and black. They used to like him because he big.
Okay,
they liked him because he was bigger.
Especially in Germany now. They love them Germans love them black niggas.
Yeah, they liked him because he was bigger. He little bit of that booty. They'd be saying, oh, he got big, oh. Yeah, he come home and talk to me about it.
Boy, y'all stupid, boy.
What's the call the ones in the outer side? They just take the Vaseline and just slap it on there? He said he just find you an Ajumon, and the Ajumon be like, I got a girl for you. Now the girl up there working all day long.
Ajumon be out there. Ajumon is the pimp. Ajumon be the pimp. She got them to get you. Ajumon be the pimp, goddamn.
Yeah, Ricky said that girl just put the Vaseline on there and she'll just lay there until you come. That's crazy.
Hey. Man, this is
crazy.
I'm a 346-0450. This a fucking freak, man. This motherfucker, yeah. He needs to just hit the damn one button. This motherfucker's a stone freak. But, hey, Gray, hit the one button, Gray. We finna talk about some raising. I ain't never heard of nobody with no two-headed pussies now. I ain't never heard of that no more. Ask Ricky, you ever heard of a mogul with two pussies?
Ricky, you ever heard of a woman with two coochies on her? Ricky said, no, he never heard of that either. He don't see pussies in his life.
Tell him I ain't never heard of that one either, man.
Dog say somebody just said something about that. They heard of a two-headed coochie. You'll get it, baby. You had two pussies.
Oh, man, not the twin turbos.
How
are
they going to get it?
He said he won't eat it.
What are they going to do? Put his
pee-wee
in one and his nuts in there?
You say you done seen some wild shit, but never that?
They call them twin turbos.
Richie said that's that Men in Black shit right there. That shit ain't human.
Well, my 346, my 346 caller said he done did it.
What's
but
the donkey
show,
babe?
I seen a whole. I ain't never seen that.
Richie said he done been to the donkey show. You ever been to the donkey show, dog?
Yeah, what are you talking about? You talking about the real donkey show where they had donkeys in there? Is the horses? Is he talking about for real?
Where they had a women sexing the donkeys.
The donkey, yeah. I mean, I done seen it, but I ain't never went to there. But I done. She the window.
Where you
show,
went
she,
at, babe? He said it was in Korea. It was
a midget. Yeah. If it was,
and
it was
he
said
the donkeys used to be hunting the midgets.
Well, that's what they be pledging. I didn't see it, but I ain't went to no show and seen it. I didn't see the motherfuckers do it. Like I told you, back when I was slinging crack, shit, we had these women schooling, sucking on a dog dick and shit. We just did shit to see some shit. Hey, Dre, hit the one button. Let's talk about the race, man. I'm tired of talking about this sex here, man. My old lady, girlfriend, done left me. She got me on standby. I don't know whether she'll go blind, and y'all done got me in trouble.
So, dog, what
you
got to do
next
time you go over there and y'all getting ready to get in y'all a good mood, just get you some baby oil or some of that, what you call this oil right here, Vaseline Intensive Care Cocoa Radiant. It's oil.
Yeah.
It smells good like cocoa butter.
Oh,
yeah. Rubber shoulders down real good. Rubber behind the neck and in the front of the neck.
You ever
grab
it. You ever heard of Ultra Glide?
Yeah.
I heard that. Hold on a minute. Motherfucker finna show me. He finna show me something with two pussies. Australian woman of just life with two. Oh, he sent me a damn thing. He's showing a damn Australian woman got two pussies.
Oh, man.
I have two separate vaginas. Yeah? Living with two vaginas. Well, okay. I ain't wanna Google that shit because I don't wanna know about that one. I catch hell with one pussy, there's no one too. I know damn well
I can't satisfy
two pussies. If I can't get I dig in.
Hey dog, I got one for you. Ricky just told me to tell you what to do. God damn it, Ricky,
Uh-oh.
You know what?
Come on, Ricky.
Tell dog, take his ass to the dollar store and get a shower curtain.
A shower curtain?
Warm that baby oil up in the microwave a little bit and put the ass down on that damn shower curtain, dog.
Oh, man.
Tell Ricky he a fucking pervert. Tell Ricky he a fucking pervert,
no,
man.
I done been pushed out on the shower curtain. I know it's real. It's true. But, dog, yeah,
damn.
That shit, I'm telling you, it will set the tone, though. You everything, we let everything what, Ricky? Ain't slippery.
Oh, well, hey, man, y'all gonna get me in motherfucking trouble, man. I ain't doing all that freaking shit. I'm too over that old. I ain't that guy. I see your nose ass when it looked at that damn shit that Kim Huddleston put out by them girl with them pants on. I see your goddamn nose ass when it found it too.
I looked at it. It came up on my face. Let me see if we can think about this. Let me look.
Yeah, man,
I saw it.
Them are perfect asses. The fuck you got? My old lady gonna have to get mad at me. I'm gonna look at that ass like that. I can't but to look at the motherfucker. Shit.
Yeah. Them
perfect asses now, goddamn. I mean, who ain't gonna look at that? Shit, she might be looking at it. She might wanna look at it. You sure, Ricky?
I'm waiting on you to get up.
Yeah, shit, I mean, them perfect asses now. I mean, goddamn. That's cheating. She on the air like that, that's cheating. God damn.
You think the men, they boyfriends be mad if a man looks at them with that on?
Man, how you can't look at that, man? I don't give a damn.
Ricky said they let him run the house like that. What the hell they get mad at? Right about that now.
God damn. I mean, them perfect asses down there. They got to make it. Make
Ricky
it,
said they ain't worrying about burning damn calories. They worrying about a bitch looking.
Yeah.
Yes. They ain't got no draws on, Ricky. Yeah. Say, Ricky, calm down. Leave people alone.
Well,
Dre, hit the one button. I want to hear what you finna do with Bushnell.
Yeah, he talking about when we talk about some raisin. Where he at? Alondra.
Somebody inbox me and say they finna go to put T.D. Jakes on the show.
Oh, Jesus. I'll interview his ass, too, now. You know, I'll interview a motherfucker.
He sure will. Even the sanctified have sex. They bad ain't defiled. They married.
Shit, them probably the freakiest motherfuckers it is. Go get the preacher dollar.
You lying.
The preacher dollar biggest hoe in the town.
Every time.
Well, all right. Anybody got anything else, man? Since y'all want to, since we threw with our sex, we had a past show, we had a sex show. Y'all want to, anybody want to talk about no reason? Anybody raising some? We ain't worried about it. Anybody got any questions for Dr. Treacle? Get out of here.
Dog, I'm going to guarantee you this one thing, though. I'm going to tell you this, though, dog. I'm going to guarantee it. And I know I'm going to say it, and they may wait a couple of days. Them niggas going to call you and be like, I can't believe that girl sitting up there having that conversation with her husband like that. They talk like that.
They don't realize that's the most healthiest conversation is when you got your husband and your wife that can talk about the shit with no problem. The motherfuckers is all the jealous, undercover motherfuckers the one that have problems and shit. God damn.
Yeah.
But anyway, Ben, you got any final thoughts, Ben? Ben, you got any final thoughts, Ben?
Nah, I enjoyed it.
Right on, brother. I appreciate it.
I like how you said that, Ben. No, I enjoy it.
Fajo, homeboy. All
right.
Fajo.
Right. Be careful now.
Talk to me, Fajo.
I'm good. Trigger was on point. Kid had that lives on point. Flop made a good point on telling how the girl exploited her business and gave her professional. Everything was good.
Right on.
And
right on.
You can learn stuff.
Brother B.
Right.
Well, they keep telling me my show about what anybody want to come on here and talk about. That's what my show about.
Yeah.
So don't ever try to my show in no
you
box.
You got to be flexible in life.
Yeah.
You can't just pick the race. I mean, this show helps a lot of people. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Appreciate it, Pajo. Appreciate it, bro. Brother B, you there? Brother B. Anonymous, I'm coming to you in a minute. Brother B, you there? Brother B.
Yeah, I'm here, dog. I'm here.
You got
the
final thoughts right quick now? You got the final thoughts,
Brother
B? Before we get out of here?
The only thing I'll say about the show, I'll be in and out, but I will say this. When a woman put on spandex or clothes that's five sizes too small, She wants that attention. She wants to be seen. I don't care what no one say. Even my show wife, and I don't agree on that. She wouldn't wear it if she didn't want that attention. She may not want that as attention, but she wants that attention.
Right on.
That's
right on. We got another
and a man. Hey, dog. Hey, dog. Check us out, dog. When you clean and you think you, as they said, you SS clean, don't you walk a little different?
I hop a different way. I don't walk. Man. Let me see what Anonymous got. Anonymous, I'm finna open your mic up if you got any questions. If you got something, come on in there. Anonymous, I just opened your mic. What you got to say? Your phone number come up Anonymous.
I'm good.
Okay. All right, my brother. No problem, my brother. Kid, what you got to find a false kid?
Yeah, I just want to say, good show, Trika Leak. And fuck dog.
Yeah.
Right on.
Hey kid. how long is it gonna take you, kid? You said fuck man. How long is it gonna take you?
Till I get down to help
Trigger.
Till I get to help
Trigger, get us out of here, Trigger. Trigger, your show, get us out of here, Trigger. Close us out, Trigger.
All right, y'all. Today was a great show. I know it's gonna help some people, and I will say this, men. Women, you're out there, you're listening. Have the conversation you need to have to enjoy your sex life. It is mandatory in 2024. Don't let the year go by and y'all still talking about y'all ain't sucking no penis and eating no coochie. Let it happen. Let it run free. Learn how to geek, you know, all that. Do it. Do everything you think you want to do before you die. Because if you don't do it tonight, you may be cold tomorrow. So do what you got to do to get what you need to get and have fun with it. Hell, just do what you got to do, man, dog. It was great. I enjoyed it. Y'all have a good night. Peace out.